people reading our private email. 80,000 people on the terror watch list now.
80,000!
Now, anybody can be eavesdropped upon, and you'll never know.
I always feel
Randy Rhodes.
I just think that's sick.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, it's Susan from the BBB. Like dealing with the good guys? Me too. That's why it's a good idea to check first with the BBB. This reminder made possible by
Karish Kat Law, specializing in family law for over 16 years. Seasoned, aggressive, ethical. They want what's best for you and your kids. You want a woman on your side. Call Karish Kat Law today at 303-571-1770.
And always check with the BBB. For more information, visit am760.net.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. The drilling effort succeeded at the coal mine in West Virginia, where 13 men are trapped, but mine executive Ben Hatfield says they don't like the air quality tests that came back.
This carbon monoxide level far exceeds regulatory limits for respirable air of 400 parts per minute for 15 minutes exposure. Therefore, we are very discouraged by the results of this test.
After a robot will be sent into the mine to get more information. The men, 260 feet underground for more than 24 hours now, are an experienced bunch, says CBS's Aileen Sergani.
13 coal miners range in age from 28 years old to 61. One of the coal miners was just about to retire when the tragic accident happened.
208 alleged safety violations were reported at the mine last year alone. In California, after two rainstorms, there's brighter news.
Sunshine will be returning to central and southern California today, and the rest of the week over the southern area of the state should be dry. However, more showers will be developing later today and tonight in the northern state. However, the good news is the rain should be on the light side.
That's CBS News meteorologist Drew. Flooding cost some people their homes or most of their belongings. Damage estimates top $100 million. In Oklahoma, Texas, and New Mexico, more hot, dry, windy weather is bad news in the grass fire fight.
We're sorry for your loss. God bless you. Thank God you're alive.
Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry met with some of the people whose homes were destroyed by fast-moving grass fires. Since November 1st, 360,000 acres and 220 homes and businesses have been lit by wildfires. Henry tells insured fire victims that they will be compensated.
We've been in contact with the large insurers in the state. They all assure us that they're going to be on the scenes with adjusters very quickly and will try to be very responsive to the needs of the people.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Oklahoma City.
In Iraq, claims that civilians caught in the crosshairs of a U.S. airstrike. CBS's Pete Gow has more from Baghdad.
An Iraqi security forces spokesman claims that a U.S. airstrike in the northern town of Beji has killed a large number of members of the same family when it destroyed their house. There was no immediate response from the U.S. military regarding the incident. Beji is the site of Iraq's largest oil refinery plant, which was recently closed because of threats by insurgents.
It pays to pay those parking tickets and library fines. As CBS's Dan Raviv tells us, your credit rating could depend on it.
That's because big cities, including New York, Chicago, and Miami, are hiring private collection agencies to sue library fines and unpaid tickets. The Wall Street Journal saying the consumer credit score of anyone who doesn't pay, even those small debts, could be slashed. That would make it harder to get a mortgage or a car alone.
This is CBS News.
My job requires a lot of heavy lifting. Over the years, I developed a lot of back and neck pain. My wife suggested we buy a Tempur-Pedic mattress. And let me tell you, next to marrying her, it's the best decision I ever made. I sleep better, no more pain. It's incredible.
The Tempur-Pedic mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. The Tempur pressure relieving material is changing the way the world sleeps. Call 1-800-807-6922 for a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-807-6922.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Star White, Star Bright Children's Foundation.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
AM760, progressive traffic.
Starting to see a little more life on the city streets of Boulder, and if you're just getting onto the turnpike, everything to this point is running wide open, although getting a little heavier. Eastbound Highway 36 in between Federal and Pecos. We're starting to see that feeling off the north end of town, southbound I-25 in between Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue. Busy across downtown. Southbound 225 getting busy on that drive-in from Aurora, but no early morning traffic issues. The way of accidents or even stalls. Weather today, sunny, mild, up to 56 for a high, sunny to...
The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face. Experience this, call 911 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
A deadly infectious disease called meningitis killed my daughter. Parents in Denver need to know it may be prevented through vaccination. My child did not have to die. Ask your doctor about immunization.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
A deadly infectious disease called meningitis killed my daughter. Parents in Denver need to know it may be prevented through vaccination. My child did not have to die. Ask your doctor about immunization.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
We're doing a great job.
760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Bricks and concrete.
The Osgood Smile.
Small business owners.
Sponsored in part by Quaker Oatmeal. Something to smile about. I'm Charles. At Tolmansville, West Virginia, where 13 coal miners were trapped yesterday morning, sealed off by an explosion more than a mile from the opening of the mine shaft. Rescuers at the Sago mine have been drilling to try to open an air and communication link to the spot, nearly 2 miles from the shaft opening where it's believed the 13 men are, and to lower a camera for visual inspection. Some of the rescuers have progressed at least 9,000 feet into the mine. A track-mounted robot with gas sensors is to be deployed.
The first objective is to really determine where we are with the carbon monoxide levels, and the gas from inside is being pumped out, and we're going to get you here to where those levels stand and what the rescue workers need to do.
Laura Ramsburg, Communications Director for West Virginia's Governor Joe Manchin. More after this.
Everybody's talking about how Quaker Oats helps lower cholesterol.
She had a worry about her cholesterol.
He doesn't know what it means to have a problem. Congratulations, the rest of us have a problem.
I decided to eat Quaker oatmeal for 30 days.
It just gobbles up cholesterol.
Friends are spreading the word.
I'm down 12 points. There's the proof.
I have a paper showing that my cholesterol dropped 17 points.
I crossed 4 points.
It's true. The soluble fiber from Quaker oatmeal in a low-saturated, low-cholesterol diet may reduce heart disease risk. Quaker oatmeal is something to smile about.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann, and this is my 11th day with Prilosec OTC. When I'd get my frequent heartburn, I couldn't even stand to sit at the dinner table, much less cook for my family. But since I started taking Prilosec OTC, we're all eating like a family again. Tonight, we're having honey-grilled chicken. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day 11 for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
Yes, coal is still needed and is still being mined. And miners still need to go to the earth to get it. And it is still a very dangerous business. There are these incidents from time to time, as people in that region know all too well, says Laura Ramsburg.
We in West Virginia, unfortunately, do know about what these types of things are like. And during these times, the families of these miners and the communities that they come from really pull together.
Allison Sharp's Uncle Marty is one of the 13 men trapped by the explosion. He's been a miner since he was 18 and is over 15. Allison and her sister and their dad went to the mine as soon as they heard about the explosion yesterday morning.
Waited right outside the mine for a while and then went back into Buchanan and got the rest of the family, and we've been at the church ever since, and we don't plan on leaving until he walks out of there safe.
That is, of course, for all 13 of the miners, whose fate at this hour is still unknown. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
It's all the way from Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, member NASD and SIPC.
The Osgood File, January 3rd, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning,
609, 9 minutes after 6 a.m., 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 55. Low tonight, 25. And it's only in the 40s out there now. It wasn't that bad this morning coming in. And you can tell now that it's January the 3rd and the holidays are officially over. There was actually traffic this morning around 36. I actually saw some vehicles. There are actually some other people who are out the same time I was at like 5 minutes after 4 in the morning. So you can tell that the holiday's over. Yesterday was a federal holiday, and today the federal holiday is canceled. I mean, there's no federal holiday, basically. Didn't Bush go, they had shots of Bush yesterday. Because it was a federal holiday, he was going mountain biking again? Do you know, and this is not discussed in the mainstream media, but it's true. How many days do you think Bush has in Crawford, Texas? Anybody want to take a guess at 303-713-7600? Anybody want to try to guess how many days he spent there? John Turk, producer of the show. Got any ideas?
In 2005?
Yeah, 2005.
I'll say he spent maybe a third of the year there. 100 days, 120 days.
You think 120 days? Now compare this to the vacation that you and I get. I don't know how many how many weeks you get. What do we get here? I think we get like 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
2 weeks paid vacation.
Yeah, 2 weeks paid vacation. Anybody want to venture on this? 303-713-7600. Actually, I should say anybody know? I'm waiting for the phone to ring here. Maybe I want to get on the phone and tell me? Apparently not. Gee, I don't want to give this away. Let's play trivia. Maybe I should ask this question all morning long and see if anybody will get it. All right, if nobody calls, I'm going to give it to you. Because I was shocked when I saw it. How long this guy has spent away from Washington, D.C. How much time this guy has had off compared to the rest of us. You know, Chris Matthews last night had Bob Schrum and Pat Buchanan on, and they were talking about the NSA spying situation. And we're going to talk about Chris Matthews coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, that along with the rest of the right-wing media. Media Matters for America, and Jameson Fosier will be here. But Matthews was talking last night, and he says, you know, in a poll during the election, it showed that when people were asked, if you had a flat tire, who would stop and help you change it? George W. Bush won the poll. And Bush, you know, tries to pawn himself off as being an everyday guy. And he's just kind of one of us, right? Well, you read this statistic on how long he took vacation. How many days he was in Crawford, Texas. Trust me, he's not like you and I. Here's Doug in Loveland who wants to take a guess. Doug, hi, you're on AM 760. What do you think?
It's been a full year now, 365 days.
Yeah, right? You're absolutely right. This guy took 365 days of vacation. Now, why is he entitled to 365 days?
I have no idea. There's a lot of brush to clear down there in Texas, I guess.
Can you imagine going into your employer and saying, you know, my job is really stressful. I need 365 days off. Your boss would say, get the hell out.
Yeah, it's amazing. I can't believe it. I heard that statistic yesterday and was shocked.
You know, and the sad thing is who pays for those 365 days?
All of us.
Yep, you and I pay for it, right? Isn't that amazing? So how do people get off with this idea that he's like an everyday guy when he's taking 365 days off?
I don't know. I think when it comes to him being Mr. Texas, I think everybody needs to remember that his family's from the Northeast. So.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hey, Doug, thanks for getting up this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, talk to you.
Bye-bye.
And you know that 365 days does not cover, as far as I know, doesn't cover the total amount of days that he's taken off. So I have no clue how many days he's taken off this year. I should stand corrected, since this year is only 3 days old. I don't know how many days he took off last year. I don't know what the total of the amount of days he took off. Does anybody know that? Because that includes, well, that would include, wouldn't that include the holidays? So it would include Christmas. It would include New Year's. It would include Thanksgiving. It would include, what other days do we have out there that we have vacations on? So, you know, I'm more...
The day after Thanksgiving.
I already mentioned that, Thanksgiving. I'm used to taking most days, so I don't know. I'm used to working most days, or working like the day after. So I don't know how many total days that he would have off. Now, his argument would be, and this would be the argument of the White House, the argument would be, well, you know something? He never gets a day off because he's on the job 24-7. Does anybody believe that? Because he certainly wasn't on the job 24-7 when Laden was determined to attack. And he was on vacation, and he never read that presidential daily briefing memo. He never read the thing at all. And then Condoleezza Rice, and I know. You know, I'm acting like my mother, who's like 85 years old, and when you call her up, she sometimes covers the same ground, phone conversation after phone conversation, and I love her dearly, but she does. And I know that I'm covering like old ground here. I'm carping about old stuff, but I never can get this out of my head. The fact that he was on vacation in Crawford, that he ignored that, and then Condoleezza Rice goes before the 9/11 Commission and says, well, senators, this was a historical document. Do you believe that? I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that at all. You know what? The guy, having 365 days off a year, and he doesn't work 24-7. Do you believe that? I mean, look at what went on during Katrina. Was he working then? Was he off in San Diego at some fundraiser? Or he was in Arizona or whatever? He was in San Diego playing the guitar? On some ridiculous photo op? Hey, speaking of ridiculous photo ops, let me see if I can find this. Oh, here it is. And you know, I hate to share this in this clock hour, because the 6 o'clock hour is the no power hour, in which our signal doesn't make it among... farther than 5 miles from the transmitter. And if you're out there in some remote area, like way out south, Colorado Springs, Highlands Ranch, any of those kind of places, you have to take a wire and string it from your radio with a couple of tin cans hanging on in order to be able to get the signal. But listen to this. Bush makes tons of photo ops, doesn't he? And usually, who does he appear with? Look what he appeared Sunday. Sunday, he appears with wounded soldiers. And he's pinning purple hearts on them. And he does yet another photo op with the military. Now, how many photo ops has this guy done with the military? And why in the world at 6:16, 60 minutes after 6, I'm riffing off on George W. Bush here? I have no idea. But, you know, I just look at this guy when he talks. And it's hard for me to imagine that he is the President of the United States. That in my entire lifetime of 53 years on the planet, this is what we've evolved to. But anyway, back to the photo ops. So Bush takes these photo ops, right? And you always see him, and he's always in front of the military. Which is classic to what a president does when a president is under siege about foreign policy. Lyndon Johnson did the exact same thing. He didn't appear in front of the general public, because when he did, anti-Vietnam War protesters showed up, and the public gave him crap. And probably the biggest incident that I remember in my lifetime of this was when he appeared at a fundraiser slash speech at Century City in Los Angeles, in which the place was jammed outside with anti-war protesters. So what Lyndon Johnson did was he went from military base to military base. I mean, that's what he did. And George W. Bush does the same thing, because he's more or less trapped by foreign policy. Well, there's a story out this morning, moving on the wires. Support for President George W. Bush's Iraq policy has fallen among U.S. armed forces to just 54% from 63% a year ago. This is according to a poll by the magazine group Military Times. In its survey views of military personnel, the group reported on its website that support for Bush's overall policies dropped over the past year to 60% from 71%, while still significantly more supportive of the president than the broad U.S. population. The fall is supported by military personnel tracks, by military personnel tracks a similar decline in the president's popularity amongst the general public. In 2003, 2004, supporters of the war in Iraq pointed to high approval ratings in Military Times poll as a signal that the military members were behind the president's policy. However, it said the new poll found diminished optimism that U.S. goals in Iraq can be accomplished, and a somewhat smaller drop in support for the decision to go to war in 2003. So Bush is losing ground, popularity-wise, in the military poll here, done by Military Times, and this administration is trying very, very hard to get the presidency back on track. 619, 19 minutes after 6 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's a no power hour, 303-713-7600. If you want to comment about Bush's vacation time, we're going to talk about the Military Times poll and the fact that he's losing support within the military for his misguided, stupid policies in Iraq, which I'm not sure what those policies are. I sent a guy an email about this yesterday. I think his policy is just basically the same old same, which is stay the course, and maybe, since we're in a mid-year election term now, sneak some troops out later this year in order to help his Republican buddies hang on to their Senate and the House seats. 19 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower. The TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
So far, pretty easy start to your drive across town. We aren't catching any real big traffic delays, although it's starting to grow with volume, especially southbound I-25 in from Thornton and Northland, eastbound I-70 filling in from I-25 up through York. Southbound 225, getting busy approaching I-25. Do have one early morning traffic issue. It's a rollover accident on 96th Avenue, right over I-76. Even though it's not starting to back up anything just yet, it will be in traffic for a while. We'll start to see traffic start to back up a little bit there. Weather forecast today, sunny, mild, highs up around 56. We'll catch winds tomorrow, but it will be a sunny day, another pleasant one. Highs right around 50, right now it's 35. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Do you really know your past, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the last to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history, we'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got 5 stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood, you name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices, we match all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino, Troubleshooter Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable. And that, folks, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Nobody can threaten this country. Oh, they may be able to bomb a building.
That man is in charge of our destiny. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6, high today around 56. Good morning, Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Talking about Bush's vacation, 365 days in Crawford, Texas, the fact that he is losing support in the military. 303-713-7600, it's the non-power hour here on AM 760. By the way, coming up after 7 o'clock, you ever wonder what happens if you cross this White House? And as you know, the hunt is on now for the whistleblower, the leaker, in the NSA story, the spy story. And we're going to talk to David Swanson, who is going to tell us and is going to get into the history of those who have crossed the White House. All right, let's go to Henry in Indian Hills. Henry, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Always good to hear you, and it's never a non-power hour when you're on the radio.
Appreciate it, man. You're very kind.
I'm in Indian Hills. I'm further away than 5 miles, so you're reaching out there.
We're getting out.
So it's an interesting diversion where they're looking for the source of the leak rather than trying to figure out what laws are being broken or not. When they're eavesdropping on American citizens, that's a pretty interesting twist on things.
Well, you know, they insist, and the White House has its supporters. They insist that they haven't broken laws, and you know what? I maintain that that's false.
Well, at least that's a conversation that should be had. I mean, they're just claiming it's kind of a de facto. He's got the power. He's got the might. You know, if he sits in Crawford, you know, he can just decide what he needs to do because we're at war, and he can chase them down. But they're parsing things because first it's only international calls. Well, then maybe, oh no, sometimes it's not. But we really can't get the facts because they only tell us what they want to tell us, and that's half the time not even the truth. We can't trust what comes out of that man's mouth or Rice's or Rumsfeld's or anybody's. And we all know that, or most of us, or at least more and more of us.
No, you know, he never tells. This guy's incapable of telling the truth, and he creates fantasies. And the polls show that not enough of the American people so far are buying the fantasies that he creates. And you're right, they are parsing the whole thing, and they're claiming because we're at war, he has these unique powers under the Constitution that he can, that he can authorize this NSA stuff and never, ever, ever have to go before a FISA court and not to submit to any checks and balances. And yesterday's story that was out about the then in charge of the Justice Department, because Ashcroft was in the hospital with pancreatitis, this guy Comey, he wouldn't sign off on this deal. The administration was so, you know, stressed in order to get this done that they went to ICU where Ashcroft was, and they tried to get Ashcroft to sign off on it. Now, Ashcroft is not a liberal guy. I mean, he's extremely conservative, and Ashcroft wouldn't go for it.
Right.
I mean, he said no. But that'll tell you something right there.
And you got a guy like Arlen Specter, who is certainly no left winger, and he is saying we're going to have some hearings. And to me, there is some hope on the horizon that we may get to the bottom of this, and I think the real critical thing coming up is the 2006 elections. We've got to get a balance and some checks and balances, which are supposed to be going on in Congress, and there's maybe some hope if we can get some truth to actually happen, and this extended vacation can maybe be extended indefinitely, and let's send his sorry, I can't say what.
His sorry ass?
Can I say that?
Well, I said it. I guess we're both in trouble.
Thank you. Well, let's send him back to Texas and let him just stay there, because to me, you know, it's outrageous and it's infuriating, but to be perfectly honest, it's heartbreaking to me. It breaks my heart and saddens me more than I can say that we were being led by such a pathetic, it's come to such a pathetic state in this country where the entire world was, mocking us and being mad at us and outraged at us. And now our Constitution is being just completely ignored.
Well, he had the whole crash. He had the whole world in the palm of his hand after 9/11, and now the guy acts like he's above the law and he's a dictator, and he's not. Henry, have a great day, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yourself.
All right, see ya. Thanks for being part of the non-power hour. Yeah, here's Bush about this whole NSA wiretap. This is my favorite quote right here.
The enemy's calling somebody, and we want to know who they're calling and why.
You ever notice, too, when he talks, and when he answers a question, he always says, before he answers, you know, in the middle of his answer? Can you tell I don't like him? You know something? I got to be honest with you. I don't know him personally. I imagine if you sat down in a room with him, I imagine he would be a congenial, pretty good guy. I just don't like his policies. And it's extremely hard. Extremely hard for me to sit and watch him speak. I mean, I have to remind myself that it's my job. And I dread every time he gives a speech because I don't want to sit there and listen to him. I just don't. And if that makes me guilty, you know, fine. So I always have to tell myself, okay, you know what? It's your job. You got to know what's going on. So we got to sit and listen to this guy. And in reality, I don't really want to hear what the guy has to say. I know that's sad, but it's the way I feel. 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. Let's check out traffic now with Aaron O'Neill.
And it's looking to be a normal traffic day after that long holiday break. We're already starting to see the fill-in now. Southbound I-25 in between Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue. A busy drive for 270 from Commerce City. Eastbound in between I-76 and York. The only early morning traffic issue we do have is a rollover crash. It's on 96 and right over I-76. Checking your weather today. Sunny, windy, maybe a morning shower. Up to 56 for a high. Sunny and breezy tomorrow, around 50. Right now it's 36. I'm Aaron O'Neill at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Turn your computer into a radio. Listen live to AM 760 24 hours a day on AM760.net. Download podcasts from CBSN and AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clear. Call 1-800-508-7100. It's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
It's 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Got to ask yourself, how do you get to be an auto dealer that has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, and you outsell anybody else? How does that happen? Well, it doesn't happen by accident. Rocky's Autos is thorough from A to Z. How does that work? Number one, customer service. I've talked about this before. They want your business. They want you to tell your friends about Rockies. So when you go there, they treat you the way you ought to be treated, with respect, dignity, and they're interested in getting you into a vehicle that you want to get, that you're interested in. Here's the other thing. They buy these cars from all over the country, and they go through a thorough inspection process. They just don't throw them out there on the lot. They go through a thorough inspection process. Every car is emission checked and ready to roll. Every automobile, every truck, every SUV, every van, every vehicle you can think of is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles. A worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. That's something the Rockies prides itself in. Great cars at low prices and great customer service. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. And you can see their business philosophy right there and look through the inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan. Or get on out and see my friend the Al Shear brothers, Spanky or Colby. They're all out there at Rockies waiting to help you out. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. But if you come a little bit close to 8, they'll definitely stay late. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
There's more than one woman who promised herself she'd join Weight Watchers tomorrow. Then tomorrow came, and she was busy. Then the holidays came, and she had a delicious... So, she made a resolution to join in January. Well, guess what? January's here, and there are great savings at your local Watchers. Come share what works, laugh about what doesn't, and watch yourself change. Call 1-800-651-6000, or go to the meeting finder at WeightWatchers.com.
Coming this January, all new Hallmark Channel mystery movies, new crimes, new cases. Leah Thompson in Jane Doe, Kelly Martin in Mystery Woman, and introducing a new detective.
You were expecting me?
Dick Van Dyke in the world premiere of Murder 101. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 Central. Hallmark Channel mystery movie. A new chance to uncover the truth.
That was pretty slick.
Only on Hallmark Channel.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Yeah, the quote last night on the Hardball with Chris Matthews, and I know I shouldn't be watching that show because Matt is such a neocon and a distorter, and we'll get into that after 9 o'clock. But the quote from last night that was great from Bob Schrum, Democratic strategist, who we try to get on this show, and made repeated phone calls and couldn't get him on, which is a shame because he's really a guy. And Schrum says, when Matthews asked that whole thing about the tire, about the thing that went on during the election, about the poll, that if you got a flat tire, who was likely to stop and help you change the tire, George W. Bush or John Kerry? And Schrum answers, well, if Bush stopped, he'd record your conversations, which is true. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Gene in Denver. Gene, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Gene.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about this investigation of the NSA leak.
Sure.
I think if they had sprung into action quite so soon after the Valerie Plame leak, maybe we would have known who had leaked Valerie Plame's name.
Well, I find it interesting that the administration can't stop yakking about this, that Bush couldn't stop yakking about Tom DeLay, that Bush couldn't stop yakking about Bill Frist. But when you sat there and asked him about when the reports were about the Valerie Plame situation, well, we don't comment on ongoing investigations. We have yet to get an explanation out of the White House as to how that whole thing with Valerie Plame went down.
Right. Well, I think they're just pretty selective about the leaks that they really want to investigate.
Yeah, because they're on this, man. The hunt is out. For whoever blew the whistle on this NSA deal.
That's right. And let's hope that 2006 is a year that can wipe that smirk off of that face.
You know, what is it about him with that smirk?
I don't know, but I can't take it anymore. I can't watch him.
Yeah, I have the same problem. Like I said, I mean, I heard a news report today. Somebody was talking about it on AM 760 about how he's getting ready to put his State of the Union address together, and I thought, oh, man, you know, he's going to do it, and I got to sit up, and I got to listen to it, and I got to listen to the crap he has to say, and it's going to be the same old thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, listening to him is like, it's like nails across a chalkboard.
Right. No, I agree. I can't do it anymore. I haven't been able to do it for probably the last year. I can't take him.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Gene, have yourself a good day. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the dilemma. That's the dilemma about Bush. That's the dilemma about a lot of these guys. That, you know what, if you're in this business, if you know, but if you're in this business, you got to follow what they do and say. And it's really rough. Like Gene and Denver said, it's really rough to sit there, and like I was saying before the traffic break on the half hour there, it's really rough to sit there and listen to George W. Bush. It's so hard because he just doesn't tell the truth, and he lives in a fantasy world. I really believe this. You know, the Newsweek cover from a couple of weeks ago, right before I went on vacation, that Newsweek cover where they called him Bubble Boy, I think it's really true. I think it's absolutely true. I think he lives in a complete and total fantasy. And so do the people who surround him. They live in a fantasy. And now there are reports that we're going to draw down troops in Afghanistan, that NATO is going to start to carry the majority of the weight. And the question is, will NATO continue to put the pressure on the Taliban? Will NATO continue to put the pressure on Al-Qaeda? And other radicals operating in Afghanistan. But here we are, January the 3rd, and we're stuck in Iraq still. And Bush plans to get out, and he plans to give more speeches, but his popularity is eroding with the military. and in a new move to quash dissent within the military. And I, you know, I don't know if you want to put this under the guise of security, whether you agree with this or not, because I'm kind of ambivalent about this story that's out this morning in Newsday. Soldiers in Iraq are starting what they call mill blogs. They're blogs about their experiences in Iraq. They show pictures of kids. They talk about what's going on. Well, the military has gotten in their case. Nowadays, mill blogs get shut down almost as fast as they're set up. This is according to New York Army National Specialist James Christopher Hartley, who is from New Paltz, New York, who believes something is lost as the grunts I take on Tikrit and Kabul, I'm sorry, is silenced and also sanitized. And what they're doing now is they're going after these guys, and they're shutting down these mill blogs. They fine them money. They demote them. Hartley was among the first active-duty combat troops demoted and fined for security violations on his blog, JustAnotherSoldier.com. And throughout last year, Marines, Air Force, and Navy tightened control on bloggers by requiring them to register through the chain of command and by creating special security squads to monitor mill bloggers. Now, here's the argument that the Armed Services makes. The Armed Services makes this argument that, you know what, if we can read these blogs, well, the enemy can read these blogs. Now, there is something to that statement, I think. And that if they read enough blogs, this is what the armed forces, this is their, the U.S. military's argument, that if the enemy reads enough blogs, then what will end up happening is they get some pretty good intelligence out of it, or some good, quote-unquote, intel. But these mill bloggers are saying that what they're doing is they're giving a eye-level view of what's happening, of what's going on in Iraq, outside the censorship of the media, and also the fact that the media is pretty much stuck in the green zone and doesn't really can't really tell, for the most part, what's going on around the rest of the country. And they say that they're providing a service. Plus, you know what they're doing, too? They're expressing themselves. They're expressing their frustration over the death that goes on, the danger, the bravery, the boredom, the heat, the homesickness. And they use these blogs as an outlet. Now, this guy Hartley was fined $1,000 and demoted from sergeant. Others have also been disciplined, including Private First Class Leonard Clark, an Arizona National Guardsman serving in Iraq, who was demoted from a specialist and fined $1,640 in August for putting classified information on his blog. So, I don't know if you agree with this idea. You know, if you agree with the military on this idea that shutting down these mill blogs is the right thing to do, or if you think that it's censorship and it's the wrong thing to do, I'm ambivalent about this, really. I can see the military's point of view, but I can also see, you know, the people on the ground. I can also see our men and women in uniform. I can see their point of view. The idea that they want to express themselves and that through technology they want to give us, an eyewitness view on what's going on in Iraq. 303-713-76, J. Marvin, in the midst of the non-power hour. We'll take more of your calls coming up. 642, 18 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 60, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
It's taken a while, but we're starting to kickstart this drive. Things filling in about town, especially 270, that drive across Commerce City. Always one of the first areas to see those slowdowns and those eastbound brake lights kick in from I-76 down through York. We're seeing southbound I-25 already slow off the north end of town in between Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue. Eastbound Boulder Turnpike from Federal down towards Pecos. But so far, a pretty quiet drive. Just starting to see the buildup around town. As far as traffic volume is concerned, no early morning traffic accidents or stalls. Take a look at your forecast for today. Partly sunny, windy. We might catch a morning shower. Highs right around 56, though. Sunny and breezy tomorrow, right around 50. Right now it's 36. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. From natural disasters to families in crisis, the Salvation Army is always there. Help the Salvation Army help others. Call 1-800-SA-TRUCK and donate your car, truck, or boat today. The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
Ed Schultz, the afternoon, 1 to 4.
It's not a conservative issue. It's truth or it's a lie. It's morally right or it's morally wrong.
Ed Schultz on AM 760.
It's responsible.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK.
Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-5075. That's 1-800-700-5075. 1-800-700-5075.
Happy birthday to...
No, don't say it. I'm over 55.
What?
Over 55. Over 55 is when you start wearing white pants and going to all-you-can-eat buffets.
Well, you're not the only one. The man in the shiny black Coit van sitting too.
Coit's over 55?
Yes! It's their anniversary this week. They're offering 40% off any cleaning service.
40% off carpet cleaning?
Yes, and 40% off draperies and upholstery and air ducts.
40%?
With over 50 years experience, Coit's the number one cleaning professional in the world.
If the man in the shiny black van's celebrating, maybe we should get him something.
You know what he'd like?
Shot a B12 in the fanny?
A phone call. Coit would just appreciate our business.
Call the man in the shiny van today at 1-800-4-COIT. And save 40% on any cleaning service during Coit's anniversary sale. Carpets, draperies, upholstery, air ducts, even tile and grout. Plus, you'll get a pre-written estimate and a 100% money guarantee. Call 1-800-FORCOIT this week and save 40%. People you trust, trust Coit.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $200 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. See website or call for details and licensing.
It's amazing how you'll lose weight and keep it off or stop smoking once and for all using hypnosis. No pills, no patches, just success. John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien at Red Lion, Denver Central, Quebec Street, Tuesday, January 17th. Smoking cessation is at 6 p.m. Weight loss at 8 p.m. 800-735-6907 to reserve your space. Sessions are affordable at $59.95. Experts agree hypnotherapy is the best choice for permanent results. John Morgan Seminars have helped over 100,000 people. Call 800-735-6907.
Now you can catch a flight from Denver nonstop to Chicago Midway on Southwest Airlines. Visit southwest.com today to plan your trip to Chicago.
You are now free to move about the country.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
From the beginning of this. Edison. Start from the beginning. I like the song from the beginning. Not this part. That's not the starter directly from the beginning. Thank you. Isn't this song great? 6:46, 14 minutes away from 7 o'clock. I'm at 8:56. Oh, my God, I know what you're thinking. It's the non-power hour, and he's playing Alice Cooper. Vince Furrier, I think, is his real name. But I love this song. We sent this out to George W. Bush, because he's 18, and he's got a baby's brain and an old man's heart. Turn it up a little bit.
Life's full from the ups and downs.
Not great.
I'm in the middle without any plans.
That's George W. Bush.
I'm a man.
That's right. He's in the middle with no plan, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 303-713-7600. It's the No Power Hour. And I like that song so much, you know, that I may just play it again. Did I already tell you that I may play it two or three times this morning? Did I tell you that the high today is going to be 56, the low tonight is going to be 25? And my name is Jay Marvin, and we're going back to the phones. And here's Peter in Henderson. Peter, hi, you're on.
Hi. Basically, I want to talk to you about the wiretapping.
Sure, go ahead.
And we have a checks and balances system here in the U.S. created by the founding fathers. There's a purpose to it, and the purpose is to check the power of one branch of government. We have a court that was set up long before 9/11 to handle terrorism and suspected terrorism and to give warrants in situations like that. I believe the acronym is FISA. Isn't
right.
That?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. The government, the administration is saying that these wiretaps had to do with Al-Qaeda. Why didn't they go and get a warrant? The court would have rubber stamped anything they asked for if it had to do with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, they have, that court has, first of all, two important points about that court, about the FISA court. First of all, the judges that are on there, majority of them were appointed by William Rehnquist. So they're not liberal. Second of all, you're right, throughout the history of FISA, they have very rarely ever refused the president when he at the White House when they've made a request. Maybe like four times, I think. So you're right about that. I mean, they very rarely have ever said no.
Well, deductively, then, we know that the president and this administration is lying to us again. And my own belief is that these wiretaps, I suspect, are being used against Democratic liberals and probably or ambassadors, UN delegates, so forth and so on, that they were using them illegally against these people. Of course, you know, we can't know the truth. But again, he's broken the law. He's broken the law. This man is absolutely thinks he's above the law. And I also, you know, commenting about his lying when he said in 2002 that there were that they were not wiretapping without warrants. And then he went on to explain just recently, well, I wasn't talking about those. I was talking about roving wiretaps.
Right.
I mean, is a roving wiretap those approved by Karl Rove?
Yeah, exactly. Good point. And then, of course, there's the whole thing back in 2002 where he talked about how, well, you know, you want to get a wiretap, a court order is needed. Now it's 2005, and you know what? Well, actually, according to the New York Times, and from what I've read, he made that statement about, you know, a court order for wiretaps in 2002, but he revved up this NSA thing back in 2002. So at one point, while he during the campaign, while he's talking about having... you know, getting court orders for wiretaps right after he gets elected, then he turns around and he violates the law.
Yeah. It's amazing. I'd like to say one more thing, Jay,
sure.
And I'll get off the air, and that's about, I call that smirk the weasel grin, and like you, I can't hardly look at him anymore. I can't even look at him. He makes me so sick.
It's very, very rough. It's very rough to sit there and listen to what he has to say. For two reasons. One, because he does have that smirk and he does have that hint of cruelty in his face. And the other thing is, you sit there and you say to yourself, well, I don't know whether he's telling me the truth or whether he's lying to me.
Well, I think he's a psychotic. He's psychotic, first of all, and he's a pathological liar.
But, yeah, you know what? I think he lives in a dream world. Hey, Peter, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for being a part of the Non-Power Hour. The George W. Bush song. Yes, I'm 18, and I'm stuck in the middle without a plan. I should play this every morning, you know, during the power hour. Because it fits George W. Bush, doesn't it? I mean, how old is he? I can't remember how old he is. But he's like he's 18, like he's a kid, with his hands on the lever of government. He doesn't, don't you think it's him?
On my face and hands. Ups and downs.
Yeah, this is him.
Little without any plan.
It's George.
I'm a boy and I'm a man. I'm 18.
Yeah, donning that flight suit. Mission accomplished, right, George?
18, I just don't know what I want.
Yeah, he's 18 and he doesn't know what he wants.
18, I gotta get away.
To Crawford for 365 days.
I've gotta get out of this.
It's probably when he's running around 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue screaming. Because he's 18, and he doesn't know what he wants. He's 18, and he's no plan. Yeah, he's got a baby's brain and an old man's heart. Meanwhile, the country is falling apart. Oh, I'm a poet, and I don't even know it. Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Okay, I'm doing fine. Ron, how are you?
I'm good. I just had a couple comments. What did you say just now, and I was listening at the beginning of the show, that since Bush took office, he's had 365 days off.
He's been in Crawford, Texas for 365 days now. He will claim, and the White House will claim, and I guarantee if either one of us were in the White House press room and had to face Scott McClellan, who, by the way, he's also a liar. You remember they told us that Karl Rove and Scooter Libby had nothing to do with the Valerie plane leak situation, because he was told that personally, and then he goes ahead and repeats that lie, and then it turns out, of course, that Scooter Libby is involved, and that Karl Rove is still under a cloud of suspicion. But what they would tell you is, what Scott McClellan would tell you is, Scott McClellan would say, well, listen, Ron, thank you, a question, or whatever he would say, and he would fire back, the president is always on duty. So he was at Crawford for 365 days last year, but that it was part of those days he was working. For instance, he had Donald Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice and others down there. I mean, this is the excuse that that they would give. But you got to know that he didn't have somebody there all 365 days. You got to know that he was down there mountain biking, clearing brush, and generally screwing off.
Sure, it's obvious.
I mean, that's a fact.
You bet. The other comment I wanted to make, or I had two other comments, but one was that I always am delighted to hear that other people have as much trouble stomaching listening to the guy or watching him on television as I do. I can't deal with it. It's like watching someone you know is lying to you. You know what I mean? It's just
right.
It's tough to take, and I can't.
Well, you know what it's like. It's like talking. It's like being at the Thanksgiving dinner table, or the Christmas or Hanukkah table, or the Kwanzaa table with your insincere, flat out lying, BSing brother-in-law.
Yep.
Who sits there and tells you a bunch of stuff that you know is not true. That's what it's like. He's like your dysfunctional relative. And
yeah.
He's dysfunctional because he lies. I mean, he continuously lies. He doesn't tell the truth. And I don't think he knows the truth from lying. He's lied so much. And I don't think the people around him know the truth.
Well, that's just it. Is the thing that's really upsetting is you know that half the people are sitting around the table actually believe what the guy is saying. You know what I mean?
Well,
less than half maybe, but still.
You know what it is? Sooner or later, and the polls indicate that it's sooner. People are beginning to get hip to this guy. You know, even people in his own party. I mean, Dick Lugar of Indiana, for instance, not a flaming liberal. Arlen Specter, a moderate Republican. Hagel, Chuck Hagel, and others are saying, yeah, we should have hearings into this whole NSA situation. Now, you can look at this as being two things. Well, actually, it's being three things. One, they're honestly upset over what went on. Two, there are libertarian elements of the Republican Party that are uncomfortable with this whole thing. And three, they're doing it to put some distance between themselves and the White House because they know they're going into a midterm election period.
It's probably that more than anything else. You know what I mean?
Well, I think there are some libertarian elements of the Republican Party that are uncomfortable with the White House, the executive branch, stepping on people's personal privacy.
Well, yeah, sure. And I would hope they are, because it's wrong. He is acting as if he's a dictator, and you know it's obvious. It's becoming more and more obvious that he's always thought of himself as a dictator. I think that he should have the power of a dictator. You know what I mean?
Well, I think he's blatant disregard for the law. You're right. I think he believes that that the universe revolves around him. That, Congress is a secondary force, that the executive branch holds all the cards. And you know what I think? I think this ought to be a requirement to run for the presidency. And I think this guy fits this. I mean, he makes this that ought to be a certain thing. You ought to have to undergo 3 or 4 months of psychoanalysis before you're allowed to become the president of the United States. I think this guy needs psychoanalysis. I think that he's got some kind of a character flaw. I really believe this, and I'm sure that people who are on the right and his supporters, you know, the two or three of them that may be listening this early in the morning, probably think that I'm crazy and that I've got a character flaw, which they're right, I do. But but I'm not trying to be the president of the United States. I think this guy's got a character flaw.
Well, I don't doubt it a bit, personally, and I think that, you were playing that clip earlier where he claims that he watched the first plane fly into the... Yeah, and I really believe, I heard somebody, I think it was on your show a while back, claiming that that they think that he suffered some sort of a breakdown.
Yeah, you know what, I don't doubt that. Hey, I gotta run, Ron, thanks, man.
Yep.
All right, what happens to whistleblowers? David Swanson is going to clue us in next on AM 760.
The GOP calls him F.E. It's Jane, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Men, this message is brought to you by The Essential Group. Are you waking at all hours? It can be frustrating, especially if it happens frequently. This can be a sign of a condition called BPH, or enlarged prostate. If you're experiencing this symptom, you're not alone. Many men experience this bothersome issue. BPH is a real medical diagnosis that can typically be treated. Currently, physicians are conducting a BPH research study specifically for men over 50, and you may qualify. Just call toll-free 1-866-77-STUDY for more information. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care, including doctor visits, laboratory services, and investigational studication. If you're experiencing the bothersome symptoms of BPH or enlarged prostate, call the Essential Group at 1-866-77-STUDY. That's 866-77-STUDY. Once again, the number is toll-free, 1-866-77-STUDY. The first step is your call.
A new year of Progressive Talk.
2006.
Happy New Year from all of us at AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Jim Priscilla, live in Clark, Virginia. A sobering assessment of the air quality. Deep inside the mine, where 13 men are believed to be trapped, deadly carbon monoxide levels have been detected.
We are very discouraged by the results of this test.
Ben Hatfield is CEO of the company that owns the mine.
Drill crew pitted on the steel and then listened for a response. They repeated this process several times over a 10-minute period, but the drill crew heard no response.
Anxious family members, including Amber Helms, are standing vigil at a nearby church.
I'm getting more worried and holding back the tears at this point.
Coal miners like Rocco Polis know it's dangerous work.
It's something that you just know. We go to training every year.
It's believed the trapped miners are near the end of a 2-mile-long, slightly angled tunnel, about 260 feet below the top of the mountain, which soars overhead. I'm Jim Crusilla, live in West Virginia. Steve Kathan, S4 CBS News.
German rescuers are using shovels in their hands in freezing weather to dig for possible survivors of yesterday's Bavarian ice rink roof collapse. At least 11 people died. There's no break in the warm, dry weather in the Southwest.
We have not had rain since Halloween. It's as dry as I can ever remember, and I'm a native.
Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett, one of the places where grass fires have altered the landscape and destroyed homes. Fires are still raging in Texas and New Mexico, too. Thousands of Californians are cleaning up after two severe rainstorms, damaging the state $100 million or more. Well, the government's changing how it doles out Homeland Security dollars. Details live from CBS's Peter Mayer.
In a major change in the distribution of millions of dollars, the Homeland Security Department plans to issue grants to cities facing a number of threats, not just terror dangers. The new policy would address the kind of destruction and lack of preparedness seen in last year's hurricanes. Later today, the department will award $760 million in urban security initiatives, Steve.
Women on a contraceptive pill may be risking long-term sexual problems. That story live from CBS's Dan Revive.
For years, research studies have suggested women who use the pill may on average have a decreased sex drive, what we call lower libido. Now, in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, doctors in Massachusetts and Colorado report that up to a year after women stop taking birth control pills, there is still that effect. Testosterone levels linked with desire continue to be low. Some scientists say that also contributes to mood swings. Steve?
There's a new study in the journal Pediatrics that says cheerleading injuries more than doubled between 1990 and 2002. Study author Brenda Shields says blame acrobatic routines.
Doing multiple pyramids, tossing cheerleaders up in the air, doing partner stunts, the height at which they're performing these maneuvers has increased.
Before the bell, S&P futures are up about 6 points. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Edwina.
I knew this would happen someday. My granddaughter locked my keys in my car.
You're blaming it on the granddaughter.
Well, I shut the door. I guess it's my fault.
You remember your security PIN number?
775.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock the doors in most cases.
How old is your granddaughter?
6.
Oh, dear. You know, it's funny, tonight we had a couple call in. She blamed it on her kids, and they yelled from the back seat, "No, we didn't."
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
There you go. It's open. Give it a try.
Yeah, I heard it. This is the coolest thing ever. The lady opened our car. I tell my wife. Thank you.
You have a great weekend.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
It is a crowded drive on the highways, but a tame one so far, as we aren't dealing with any big traffic issues in the way of stalls and accidents. Just a lot of volume to sift through. If you're eastbound on the Boulder Turnpike, it slows in between Federal and Pecos. Eastbound 270 is already backed up from I-76 getting down to York. We're seeing westbound I-76 a little sluggish right around 74th Avenue. Southbound loaded up on that drive-in from Thornton and North Glen and crossing downtown as well. We're still pretty good. North and southbound I-25 through T-Rex and southbound 25 a little backed up approaching Yosemite down towards the DTC merge. Weather today, partly sunny, windy, up to 56 for a high. Sun breezy. Will be right around 50. Right now it's 45. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, the real story, 24/7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
That show, Glenda Ford.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
Doing a great job.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7071 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $200 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:05, 5 minutes after 7. Hi today, 56, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along this morning. David Swanson is the creator of MeetWithCindy.org. He's the co-founder of AfterDowningStreet.org Coalition. He's a writer and activist and the Washington director of Democrats.com. And his resume just goes on and on. He's a board member of Progressive Democrats of America, serves on the Executive Council of the Washington Baltimore Newspaper Guild. He has worked as a newspaper reporter and a communications director with jobs, including press secretary for Dennis Kucinich's 2004 campaign, media coordinator for the International Labor Communications Association, and 3 years as communication coordinator for Acorn. And we're going to talk here about something that he's written. And I can read the whole article on the air, but I think he could do it more justice, which is one of the reasons why I'm glad to have him on. David, it's good to have you here this morning.
Hey, Jay, thanks for having me.
All right, this has got to be, and in the last hour I was talking about the fact that I really believe this. I have no proof to back this up. I believe that George W. Bush has got a character flaw. You know, I really believe that. And I believe there's something definitely wrong with him. And this is the most vindictive White House since Richard Nixon. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, although John Dean called it worse than Nixon, and I think there's an argument to be made.
All right, you give a list of people here. The Bush administration now is out after the so-called quote-unquote leaker of the NSA story, which, by the way, if he turns out to be a whistleblower, he could, or she, could end up under federal protection. But you give a whole list of people here that the White House has gone after. Talk about some of these people.
Right. Well, and a lot of these people ought legally to be whistleblowers and have protection, but that doesn't seem to exist these days. And so, you know, it seems that the Bush administration is looking to find the person or persons who blew open the NSA spying story in order to go after them. And the reason to believe that there will be serious retribution is the long record of dozens of people who've blown the whistle on this administration and lost their jobs or been attacked in other ways. And the most famous, of course, is Ambassador Joseph Wilson, who went after the phony claims about Iraq's nuclear program and had his wife's identity blown as an undercover CIA agent, putting her life at risk, her colleagues' lives at risk, and effectively ending her career. But there's a long list of other individuals who've been attacked, some of whom were well-known at the time but have slipped from memory. There was General Eric Shinseki, Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, who predicted that we would need a lot of troops if we were going to attack Iraq, which, of course, was true. The Defense Department leaked the name of his replacement 14 months before he was to retire, which is unheard of, and he was a lame duck and humiliated. There was Major General John Riggs. He actually suggested that the Army needed more troops and was stretched too thin, and General George Casey told him to mind his own business and stay in your lane and not talk about troops, and he was retired and denied his full rank.
This is the one that really gets me. Talk about the Army, what is he, SPC?
Specialist.
Yeah, Specialist Thomas Wilson, who was a 31-year-old member of a Tennessee National Guard unit. What happened to him?
Well, this was the guy who asked on TV, asked of Donald Rumsfeld why they still couldn't get proper vehicle armor after 2 years into the war, so that our troops wouldn't be dying unnecessarily because they're driving around without armor. And he was trashed by the Bush administration and by their pals in the media. He was labeled a plant by the so-called liberal media and so forth. And his his name was just dragged through the mud, as was that of former Secretary of the Treasury Paul O'Neill, as was that of Richard Clark, the former counterterrorism czar. These were people who spoke out about the Bush administration's secret planning of the war on Iraq and how out of control it was and how they were set on attacking Iraq and coming up with phony reasons to do it from 9/11, if not before. And they were denounced in the media. Lies were spread about them. Richard Clark was called a disgruntled former employee who had never been in the loop. Same with Paul O'Neill. These guys were dragged through the mud, which was why it was so helpful when the Downing Street memo came out confirming and agreeing with the testimony of all these allegedly disgruntled former employees, because it was an authority source that couldn't be questioned.
Yeah, didn't Scott McClellan, a puppet, his spokesperson, his mouthpiece, say that Clark was a reckless, a baseless, politically motivated guy for what he had said?
Right. That's exactly the words he used. And he said, Mr.
Or is that Dan, I'm sorry, that's Dan Bartlett who made those statements.
Yes, Dan Bartlett was communications director at that time, yes. And Scott McClellan, I quoted in this article, Scott McClellan said that Clark was out there talking about what title he had. He wanted to be the deputy secretary of the Homeland Security Department after it was created. The fact of the matter is, just a few months after that, he left the administration. He did not get that position. Someone else was appointed, end quote. So suggesting that he was making up lies about Bush because he was disgruntled over not having been promoted. But, of course, everything that he said has been corroborated by numerous other sources at this point. But the list goes on and on.
Oh, yeah. I got a few more I want to ask you about. 7:12, yeah. 12 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, David Swanson with us. You might remember David Swanson is the creator of MeetWithCindy.org and co-founder of the AfterDowningStreet.org coalition. How about this guy? Talk a little bit about this. How about the ABC reporter Jeffrey Kaufman?
Well, Jeffrey Kaufman was openly gay, but the Bush administration did not know that, so they thought that they could hurt him by outing him. And so when he asked some inappropriate questions, he actually did a story with American soldiers in Fallujah describing how morale was low and speaking rather angrily about how their tours of duty were being extended again and again. Well, the White House called up Matt Drudge with the website Drudge Report, who quickly posted the headline, ABC News reporter who filed troops complaint story, openly gay Canadian. Right, so, and when Drudge was asked where he got this information, he said, oh, the White House has started calling me with these things. And so, not only was he a Canadian of all things, but he was gay. And had he been secretly gay, this could have been devastating to him. And the White House does not care. They will attack anyone and everyone. And, they actually have a record to match the record of 30 years ago when we were wiretapping Nobel Peace Prize laureate Martin Luther King Jr. Well, they've been wiretapping Mohammed El-Baradei, who won the Peace Prize last year.
Yeah, you know, now that's an interesting story. I've cited El-Baradei many times on this program as being somebody who tried to tell, who was head of the International Energy, the IAE, and he tried to tell the Bush administration that there were no weapons, there was no nuclear program going on in Iraq, and the Bush administration tried to do two things. One, smear him, and the other thing was get him fired, correct?
Absolutely. You know, Cheney went on television and denounced the IAEA, saying that they had always been wrong about everything, no reason to believe them this time around, and the administration stopped sharing any intelligence with that agency, started recruiting potential replacements, was wiretapping, eavesdropping on El-Baradei, and you know, searching for anything to use against him, and they failed in that campaign. He won the Nobel Peace Prize, and he, of course, was correct. There was no nuclear program in Iraq, but they did. The Bush administration, and in particular John Bolton, did manage to get Jose Buscini booted out of his job. He was the former director of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. And again, he had disagreed with the phony justifications for the war, and he was punished for it.
All right, let's get to one last person here. Greenhouse. I'm not sure how to say her first name. Buntain?
I think it's Bunatine.
Bunatine Greenhouse. She was the chief contracting officer of the Army Corps of Engineers. Talk about what happened to her, and this just happened recently, too.
This was in October of 2004. She revealed that Pentagon officials were showing unjustified favoritism to Halliburton when awarding contracts, and that taxpayers were being ripped off to the tune of billions of dollars. And you'd think that that was her job, to make those sorts of revelations, but instead the Army removed her from the senior executive service and transferred her to a low down on the totem pole type job in the civil works division of the Corps of Engineers. So she was drastically demoted and shut out. And you know, there are dozens of other cases like this in the CIA, in the Army, where people who were saying the wrong thing were cut out of the loop, were demoted, were put in a room with no windows and no working telephone, and this is the treatment we can expect if they find out who leaked this this spying story.
Yeah, their careers are absolutely done. And in the case of Ms. Greenhouse, I thought that had happened in 2005, so thank you for that correction. Before we run out of time here, you've got something coming up here, something about gathering about to support the idea of getting out of Iraq. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. There's a website, afterdowningthestreet.org, and if you go there, you'll see a big graphic about events on January 7th, and you click that, and you'll find a map of the United States with dots all over it, and you can sign up for the event closest to your house. Most of these are town hall forums, many of them with Congress members, and they are on the theme of how can we get out of Iraq and how can we hold the president accountable through censure and impeachment. And so we are looking forward to some good events this coming Saturday.
All right, and your other website is davidswanson.org. David, thanks, man. Appreciate the time. Great article. People should check it out. And by the way, can they find that? They can find the article on where?
It's everywhere. It's on After Downing Street.
Okay, right.
It's on davidswanson.org. It's on every site I could get it on.
Okay, yeah, people should definitely check it out. David, thanks, man. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. There's David Swanson, who is the creator of MeetWithCindy.org and the co-founder of AfterDowningStreet.org. And you know what? Check this article out about what happens to people who cross the Bush administration. And finally, what the person, whoever this is, that blew the NSA situation, unless they fall under the protection of whistleblowers, the person who fed that information to the New York Times is going to find themselves and for some heavy retribution from the station. 719, 19 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's good to have you along. Thanks for being here.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
So far, just a lot of heavy traffic to sift through, and we're waiting on that sunshine to slow up our eastbound routes. We're already starting to see slowdowns, though, eastbound Highway 36 in between Federal and Pecos. Nothing too out of the ordinary there. Eastbound 6th Avenue getting busy in between Sheridan and Federal. Eastbound C-470, we see a slow drive on the hill climb up near Broadway. But just kind of typical sluggishness up and down I-25 through T-Rex and crossing downtown, as well as that north end drive. Eastbound I-70, starting to see the brake lights kick in between I-25 and York. Boulder forecast today, partly sunny, windy. Might see a morning shower, 56 for a high. Sunny and breezy tomorrow will be right around 50. Right now it's 45. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Introducing Test Drive Tuesday from the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Get a $40 gas card from Shell when you take a test drive on Tuesdays. Look in Tuesday's Post News Classified for participating dealers and details. Quantities are limited. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News, our tools.
Want to be an eBay entrepreneur? Then get your free CD that's showing people how to make a fortune with online auctions like eBay. It's so easy. This software is actually illegal in some states, but not yours. So pick up the phone and get your free CD from Internet Speedway now. Make a fortune with this system while it's still legal in your state. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903.
Good morning, 720. 20 minutes after 7. J. Marvin here on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos. I talk about them a lot. They're just great people. I'll be out there today, as a matter of fact. And you know what? Where does Rocky's Autos get these great cars? You know, they've got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs in Colorado. Where do they get them? Well, I'll tell you where they get them. They get them from all over the country. And they've got guys working there like Ralphie and John who have been doing this for a long, long time. Now, they just don't go buy these cars and then throw them out there on the lot. That doesn't happen. Every automobile goes through a complete inspection head to toe. And every car, every SUV, every truck, every van, every minivan is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Why does Rockies do all this? Because they want you to have a good experience, want to earn your trust, so that you'll not only come back, but you'll also tell your friends about Rockies. Get on out to Rockies and check out my friends out there, Tom and Marv Alshear. Spanky and Colby, Gerard Menard. There are just a lot of great people working at Rockies. You can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. See their business philosophy right there. Plus, check out the inventory. Find something you want, give them a call or get on down to Rockies. You can pre-qualify for a car loan there as well. Rockies Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. They're more than just a place to buy cars for Mary and myself. They're our friends. And you know something? You go out there, they'll become your friends, too. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Chief, this is Leo Lamont outside a Radio Shack, and I have breaking news. Confirmed reports say that Singular is now available at Radio Shack. Sources also tell me that Singular has the nation's largest digital voice and data network, and they're the only ones with rollover minutes. Chief, I think I better go inside and talk to one of their knowledgeable sales associates and buy one of their phones for myself. You know, for research. Lamont is out.
Singular Wireless is now at Radio Shack. So don't just get a phone. Get a new Singular phone at Radio Shack.
Have no fear. Okay, maybe a little.
Because tonight is the premiere of Fear Factor Psycho House, where contestants will have to live their fears 24-7.
I am not okay!
Then Rejoice Scrubs is back. One of TV's most outrageous comedies returns with some soothing bedside manner.
How you feeling?
Oh, not great.
Well, that's probably why you're here.
Ha! Fear Factor, Scrubs, and an all-new SVU, NBC tonight.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ooh, little Rolling Stones. Always makes your morning. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7, high today 56, J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. 303-7600. I started in on this topic yesterday, close to the close of the show. And one of the things that I don't know about this show. One of the things I don't know is I don't know whether you start listening at 6:05 and that you manage to stay with me until 10 o'clock before Al Franken gets here, or whether you tune in and out, or what time you decide to listen. So a lot of times, things that I'll talk about between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, I don't know if those of you who listen between 7 and 8, or 8 and 9, or 9 and 10, I don't know if you hear these things. And I also don't know that if I talk about some of these things after 9 o'clock in the morning, a lot of you may be at work. Now, some of you go to am760.net, and you stream us online, which, by the way, I understand from a couple of people there was an echo there yesterday, so we'll let the management know that we're having streaming problems. But so I don't know when you're listening. And if you heard me bring this up yesterday, I apologize, but maybe some of you didn't hear this. And it's something that bothers me. You know what it boils down to? It boils down to what we owe the Iraqis. Because there's a lot of talk about the United States. And there's a lot of talk about American casualties. And I was reading this thing where Alexander Colbert Counterpunch claims, and it's one of the cover stories this month, that there are over 100,000 Iraqis that have died in this war. By the way, not to interrupt the train of thought, but CNN reports that Jack Abramoff will plead guilty to corruption and other charges and is cooperating with the prosecution. And you know something? That's going to blow back on a lot of Republican legislators. A lot of Republican congressmen and senators are going to get snapped up in this whole Abramoff situation, including maybe and possibly and allegedly Tom DeLay. And also, who's this guy? Bob Ney in Ohio. Anyway, back to what I was saying. There's 100,000 casualties is what Alex Colbert is talking about in Iraq. 100,000. And it gets down to what we owe the Iraqis. I mean, after all, we went into that country and we smashed it up. And there was an article yesterday in the Washington Post by Ellen Nickmeyer, who's with the Washington Post Foreign Service. The Bush administration does not intend to seek any new funds for Iraqi reconstruction in the budget request going before Congress next month. The decision signals the winding down of an $18.4 billion U.S. rebuilding effort in which roughly half the money was eaten away by the insurgency, excuse me, a buildup in Iraq's criminal justice system, and the investigation and trial of Saddam Hussein, which is not what this money was meant for. The money was meant to fix up the Iraqi infrastructure. Just under 20% of the reconstruction package remains unallocated, but the last $18.4 billion is spent. Or when the last $18.4 billion is spent, U.S. officials in Baghdad have made clear other foreigners and fledgling Iraqi government will have to take up what authorities say is tens of billions of dollars of work yet to be done, merely to bring, listen to this, merely to bring reliable electricity, water, and other services to Iraq's 26 million people. The U.S. never intended to completely rebuild Iraq, according to Brigadier General William Coy, the Army Corps of Engineers commander overseeing the work. He told reporters at a recent news conference, and also in an interview this past week, that this was supposed to be a jumpstart effort. All right, now, you know what? Look, does this bother you? Because it bothers me. We went into Iraq. We bombed the hell out of them. Remember shock and awe? Remember that whole thing about shock and awe that this administration bragged about? So we smash up the country, right? Now, we're not going to rebuild it. Our rebuilding effort is going to wind down. Half the money was spent building up the Iraqi criminal justice system. And the investigation and trial of Saddam Hussein, shouldn't that stuff have been under a separate allocation of funding? So my question is, does this bother you? And what do we owe the Iraqis? What do we owe them? Do we owe them the fact that we go in there, we just beat the country to hell, and then we go, okay, sorry, other countries are going to have to take over, we'll see you later, we're not going to do anything more. Now, I realize that this country is running a deficit. I understand that totally, that this administration has recklessly fooled with this country's economic stability and viability and have basically shoved all the spending off on your children and on your grandchildren to the tune of what I think it's like $1,200 per head of your kids that are going to have to deal with this deficit. That this government has, this administration and this the GOP have no plan really for getting us out of the situation we're in. The only thing they want to do is give more tax cuts to the rich and trash social services. But my question to you is, what do we owe the Iraqis? Shouldn't we finish the job of restoring reliable electricity, potable water, and other services to the 26 million people who live in that country? I mean, after all, we busted it up, didn't we? And do you view it as being a shirking of our responsibility? Because you know something? I really do. And this whole thing troubles me. And to me, this just smacks at this administration. And this just smacks at the way this administration operates. That we're going to leave the Iraqis in a total and complete lurch. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. Maybe I'm the only person to bug the bus. But when I read this yesterday in the Washington Post, I thought to myself, you know what, this is morally not right. 303-713-7600, 730. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, we were starting to see some improvement southbound I-25, especially coming in from the middle of town. 270 was starting to loosen up a bit, but we're really bogging down through T-Rex. Northbound I-25, brake lights start approaching Bellevue all the way up through Yale. And southbound I-25, stop and go from Alameda all the way down through Hamden. Now, we haven't had too many big traffic issues. There is a crash eastbound Hamden right at the start of that ramp to exit to Sheridan. Watch for police and paramedics arriving on scene there. And the snow is really starting to fly up into the high country. Watch for snow-packed roads along I-70. In between the tunnel and Vail Pass for now. Weather today, partly sunny and windy here in the metro area at 56. Hot up breezy tomorrow, will be up right around 50. Right now it's 45. Maren O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
What's the fastest-selling diet pill in America? Xantrax 3. Xantrax 3, the only diet pill with a kick. No wonder everyone loves Xantrax 3. The number one diet pill in America is at stores nationwide. Xantrax 3.
Turn your computer into a radio. Listen live to AM 760 24 hours a day on AM760.net. Download podcasts from CBSN and AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a... You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got five stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood. You name it, we got it. The most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices. We match all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service ever. Joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshooter Network. I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable, and on top of that, folks, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
If you have your mechanic on retainer rather than a counselor...
Hello, Pete. Just lie down on the couch and tell me all about your problems. Your car problems.
Then it's time for you to buy a new car. Visit a Denver area auto dealership today.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-4222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-4222. 1-800-600-4222.
You'll lose weight and keep up or stop smoking once and for all with hypnosis. John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien at Red Lion Denver Central, Quebec Street, Tuesday, January 17th. Call 800-735-6907. 800-735-6907.
This is Randy Rhodes. I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
morning, 7:34, 26 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 56. Jay Marvin hanging with you here. We're talking about the idea that the United States is just going to wash its hands of the whole Iraqi rebuilding effort. Since the reconstruction effort began in 2003, mid-course changes by U.S. officials have shifted at least $2.5 billion from rebuilding Iraq's decrepit electrical, education, water and sewage and sanitation and oil networks to building new security forces for Iraq and construct a nationwide system of medium and maximum security prisons and detention centers that meet international standards. According to reconstruction officials and documents, many of the changes were forced by an insurgency more fierce than the United States had expected. Troops entered Iraq, and we entered Iraq. We bum, shock and awe, we busted up the place, and now the administration is signaling, you know what, there's not going to be any more rebuilding by the United States. No more funds are going to be requested, and we're just going to leave the Iraqis in a lurch. And I wonder if this bothers anybody, because you know something that bothers me. You know, Colin Powell said, and I'm not a big fan of Colin Powell's, but Colin Powell said, you know what, you break it, you own it. And we do have some responsibility. We have some moral responsibility to the Iraqis to put that country back together. And now this administration says they're not going to do it. 303-713-7600, we go to Debbie in Colorado Springs. Debbie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thanks, Jay. I have this problem, though I understand that we have a responsibility to rebuild Iraq. The problem that I'm having is that this is the Bush's administration's black hole. They can pull at our heartstrings and they can say, you know, we're not going to do it until we tell them they have to do it, which puts us more in debt. And they get away with what they've already done, which is misappropriating dollars that were already placed there to rebuild Iraq.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, and I agree with you that they took the money and they subverted it elsewhere.
So what we should be doing is saying, okay, you're held accountable for where you spent your money. They can say insurgency. It'll always be some excuse. But if we approved or if Congress approved them dollars to rebuild Iraq and they didn't do that, then, again, they've misappropriated even more dollars. And we're continually the payer. And it's really frustrating.
But I agree, and there should be more accountability. And this whole thing with Halliburton and with all these special interests that were operating over there and the whole thing about the Provisional Coalition Authority and the mistakes they made early on, all stuff should be looked into. But you know something here? The bottom line is we busted up the country. Now what are we going to do? We're going to say to them, well, you know what? We're not going to rebuild it. We've spent enough money. See you. Goodbye.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're saying, oh, they won't let us do that. They're going to appropriate more money for us, even though we say we're not going to do it.
Well, the Bush administration,
but the Bush appropriate money.
But the Bush administration is not going to appropriate any more money for it. And now they're trying to spin the story. And this Brigadier General William McCoy of the Army Corps of Engineers, who is the commander overseeing the work, he says this was just supposed to be a jump start. Since when do you go into a country, bomb the hell out of them, break up the infrastructure, so the point that the people living there, the 26 million people living in Iraq have no water, they have got poor sewage, they have they don't have stable electricity. By the way, there's a report today that Iraqi oil production is at an all-time low, which is also causing civil unrest because fuel prices are going up, and there were people out in the streets rioting over this. And some Iraqi police were killed, and so were some Iraqis and the Americans. We had to get involved in this. I mean, how do you morally do this? How do you morally tell people, well, see you, goodbye? I mean, we're just not going to do it.
It's just a ploy, Jack. It's a net lie. They're going to, you know, they don't want to increase the deficit, so they're going to say, I'm sorry, we've, you know, done all we've done, all we can do. We've jump-started their responsibility now, and the country's going to go in and up, and then he's going to say, oh, well, if you insist.
See, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a red hot minute, because this administration is capable of benign neglect and extreme cruelty towards people that they basically don't care for. And here we are stuck in a battle to win the hearts and minds of those people over there, to get them to stop, you know, the insurgency and the unrest. And we're certainly going to win the hearts and minds of the Muslim world, and we're also going to win the hearts and minds over there by basically not fixing the country. That'll work. I mean, it'll backfire on us.
Okay. What's going to happen is eventually because there's so much unrest about this, he'll appropriate the money and he won't use it to rebuild Iraq.
You know what? I disagree. I don't think the money's going to be forthcoming. And I'll tell you something. I think he'll resist. I think this administration will resist doing anything meaningful until there's absolute, complete public outcry. And there has to be oversight over the money being spent. I'm not denying that. But I'm saying that this administration will get away with it as long as they possibly can of not doing anything about the Iraqis. You know, we don't even in this country, and I was shocked when somebody brought this to me. I was shocked by this because I didn't realize it. There's no discussion in the media in this country about the dead Iraqis over there. There's 100,000 of them, people are saying, and we never have a discussion about that because we basically don't give a damn about the Iraqi people. And when I say we, I don't mean you and me, and I don't mean people who listen to this radio station. I'm talking about the people in this government. I'm talking about the people on the right. I'm talking about the neocons. I'm talking about the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys, and the rest of them in the world. Don't give a damn about these people. They want their natural resources. That's all they want, and they have some kind of weird warped vision that they're going to change the course of the Middle East through getting involved in this country. And meanwhile, if you're sitting over there and you're a civilian, you don't have electricity. You don't have any water. How can you leave people in that situation?
I absolutely agree. This is an evil, horrible, selfish, greedy administration. And appropriating more money isn't going to fix the problem because they'll just misappropriate it again.
Well, then how do we fix it? How do we turn around
and fix it? We have got to say to George W. Bush, we want an accounting of all that money you threw off the back of the trucks and bags of cash. Who knows where it went? We need an accounting of how much Halliburton is actually making.
I'm not denying that. I think all of that should be looked into.
But we have to stop putting money in this black hole because it's only fulfilling his needs.
But then again, I counter back by saying to you, we cannot leave those people unattended, and we cannot fulfill our promise to them to rebuild the country. And this country was smart enough and wise enough post-World War II to enact the Marshall Plan. And if we do next the infrastructure in that country, there is going to be continued growing unrest, and we're not going to be able to get a handle on things. You can't win the hearts and minds of people if you don't change their living conditions.
I know, and I don't want to leave them in the lurchy. What I'm saying is, unless we have international oversight for any dollars that are expended, which Bush will never agree to, we can appropriate all the money we want, and he'll never fix it. What we've got to do is get him to be accountable for what he's already spent. And then we can say, all right, you're going to have to find the money someplace else because taxpayers I've already spent it.
Now, there's got to be a dual outcry in this country. There's got to be an outcry for congressional oversight and pressure to account for the money that's already been spent. But we also have to continue to honor our commitment to rebuild the country because you can't leave people in that position and then expect that you're going to win their hearts and minds. And by paying Sunni scholars to help us gin up false stories in the Iraqi media is not going to win the hearts and minds when the people there basically have no electricity, no potable water, no sewage system. It's just not going to work. Deb, thank you. I appreciate the call. Have a great day. Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Maybe you think I'm out of my mind with this, but I really firmly believe this. And there's too much discussion in this country. I should rephrase that. There's not enough discussion in this country about what is really happening to the Iraqis and about the damage that has been done over there. Both the loss of Iraqi lives and also the smashing up of the country. You know, and as I said before, hiring Sunni scholars, you know, public relations firms, and hiring Iraqi newspaper reporters to gin up cheerful stories about life in Iraq. When you know something? Kids don't have clean water. What sense does that make?
The greatest gift a dad can give his kids is something priceless, time. A message from the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Call 312-795-9060. That's 312-795-9060.
Drive now with northbound I-25 backed up from Bellevue all the way up through Yale. A southbound I-25 stop and go on a T-Rex drive, Alameda to Hamden. A southbound 225 backed up now from just after Parker Road down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Eastbound 6th Avenue, a little slow into that sunshine in between Sheridan and Federal. Of course, stop and go I-70 eastbound in between I-25 and York. Watch for that snowfall up in the high country. If you're traveling west, I-70, it's really coming down. in between the Eisenhower Tunnel and Bell Pass. Forecast for today, partly sunny and windy here in town. 56 for a high, sunny and breezy tomorrow, right around 50. Right now we're 45. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The holidays may be over, but at Quality Mitsubishi, they're still giving gifts. Right now, get up to $10,000 cash back on every new vehicle.
What if I told you that you could get a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-1320. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-1320. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-1320. 1-800-220-1320.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Cleaning service.
40% off carpet cleaning?
Yes, and 40% off drapery and upholstery and air ducts.
40%?
With over 50 years' experience, Quite's the number one cleaning professional in the world.
If the man in the shiny black van celebrating, maybe we should get him something.
You know what he'd like?
Shot a B12 in a fanny?
A phone call. Quite would just appreciate our business.
Call the man in the shiny black van today at 1-800-4-COIT and save 40% on any cleaning service during Coit's anniversary sale. Carpets, draperies, upholstery, air ducts, even tile and grout. Plus, you'll get a free written estimate and a 100% money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-FORCOIT this week and save 40%. People you trust, trust Coit.
Let's get your smile on.
I've been thinking about a sandwich and chips all morning.
How do you like the new baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream potato crisps?
I don't do baked. Yeah, I want real cheddar cheese flavor.
Yeah, I see. You're eating them right now.
These are baked?
With new baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream potato crisps, you can eat sensibly without missing great taste.
Okay, I'm going to have to rethink some things.
Get the great cheesy taste of baked Lay's cheddar and sour cream with a low-fat sub today at Subway Restaurant.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Coming this January, all new Hallmark Channel mystery movies, new crimes, new cases, Leah Thompson in Jane Doe, Kelly Martin in Mystery Woman, and introducing a new detective. You were expecting me? Dick Van Dyke in the world premiere of Murder 101. Saturday night at 9, 8 Central, the Hallmark Channel mystery movie, a new chance to uncover the truth. That was pretty slick, only on Hallmark Channel.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about Better Sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy, over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, John, said, let's go. We heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in, and we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual.
The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
The winter sale ends soon. 12 Denver area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jarvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:49, 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Good morning, Jay Marvin here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, high today 56, 303-713-7600. The administration does not intend to seek any new funds for Iraqi reconstruction in the budget request going before Congress next month. The decision signals the winding down of an $18.4 billion U.S. rebuilding effort in which roughly half the money was eaten away by the insurgency a buildup of Iraqi's criminal justice system and the investigation trial of Saddam Hussein. My question is, how can we leave a country and not rebuild it, even though the money was misappropriated, even though the money was diverted, even though we heard about all of the mass corruption that went on under the Provisional Coalition Authority? How can we just turn around, and how can we just say to the Iraqis, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya? We're not going to rebuild anything. How's that going to quell the civil unrest? To me, it's just going to fuel the insurgency. Let's go to Chris in Boulder. Chris, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, this is a contract law. Didn't we give contracts, Bechtel and Halliburton, KBR, all those lovely folks to rebuild this country, and haven't we paid them to do so?
We gave them contracts. Whether we have fully paid them to rebuild the country or not, I don't know.
Right.
Some of that money, you're right, was, you know, they overcharged us. We got screwed financially, and they got these contracts over no-bid situations through political connections. But knowing all of that, it still doesn't solve the problem to do with the Iraqis who do not have basic services.
No, the Tigris is a river of sewage. These people went to school. These people had universities. They had lives. Saddam Hussein was no walk in the park, but these people had lives. They had homes with water and electricity, and they destroyed it. Of course we have to fix it. But I'm looking at 250% profits that these companies made. You know, these companies have made on what? And where's the money? What about the $9 billion? The $9 billion that they still have not found. Where is it?
Well, it has never been. It's never been accounted for. But you know what? This is what you end up getting when you end up getting an administration that supposedly is headed by a CEO. Which is what the Bush administration sold as, you know, quote unquote, now the grown-ups are in control. This is what you get when you get this kind of administration that wouldn't know how to plan a picnic. And then on top of that, you've got a rubber-stamped Congress headed by the same political party.
Well, they're a bunch of weak-kneed people. We ought to replace them. I want to see some oversight. I want to see where did the money go? And who stole it, and I want the money back, and it needs to go to the Iraqi people. Why can't they build their own country? We should pay for it, but we should let them rebuild their own country, give them jobs, without world labor unions in that country.
Well,
it's outrageous.
Yeah, sure, it's outrageous. And the statement that Paul Wolfowitz, who's out of now, who's now head of the International Monetary Fund, said, well, you know, Iraqi oil will pay for the rebuilding. That turned out to be nonsense. And as a matter of fact, there's a story out today that Iraqi oil exports have slipped to an all-time low. And it's so bad that they're having to raise the price inside the country. And the Iraqis traditionally have the cheapest, gas prices. They pay the least of any country, basically, in the Middle East and the world. Chris, thank you. Appreciate the call.
All right. Bye-bye, sir.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Stan in Thornton. Stan, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
Stan, I'm doing great. What about yourself?
Doing pretty good now. I just got off work, and I just made it home. Been listening to you through the traffic. I thoroughly agree with you as far as rebuilding Iraq. We have a moral responsibility to those people. I mean, we shattered their lives, and, you know, we need to get in there. But with the CEO president we have, this guy's fumbled things from back when he was a private citizen. How many companies did he run into the ground? The CEO president can't manage his way out of a wet paper bag. I mean, look at everything that he's messed up. Katrina, everything in this country that he's messed up, that he's tried to, quote, fix. I mean, he just, you know, nothing happened.
I agree with you. As I said to Cindy, I mean, this is an administration that apparently can't plan a picnic. I mean, they wouldn't be able to plan a picnic on the White House lawn without screwing it up.
Right, and it's not going to happen in this administration because basically they don't care. They don't care about the American people. They obviously don't care about the Iraqi people. I mean, you know, they wrap the flag around, you know, we're patriotic citizens, all this. They could care less. They care about their class, and that's it, as far as it goes. And if they can't get anything more out of that country or make money for friends, oh, well, let's move on to something else. I mean, it's not going to happen as long as this administration is in there, as long as they control the Congress. We have to get up, get out there and vote and get these people out. The only way it's going to happen is people, you know, be able to do something for the Iraqis and do something for this country. It's the only way it's going to happen.
I agree. We got to turn things around in the mid-year elections, which are coming up in November. Stan, thanks, man. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Take care.
All right, or for somebody who's been working all night, get some sleep. 303-713-7600, three open lines here. By the way, here's what the administration would tell you. That Americans and Iraqis have devoted themselves to the reconstruction effort, and they point to 3,600 projects that the United States has completed or intends to finish before the $18.4 billion runs out at the end of 2006, and this includes work on 900 schools, and they rattle off all this stuff. But you know, the average Iraqi, I mean, parts of the city, for instance, are blacked out. And they're that way sometimes weeks on end. Here's Rich in Colorado Springs. Rich, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Whoops, I can't get you on there. Okay, there you are, Rich. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Jay?
Hi, Rich. How are you?
Fine. Hey, I agree with everything that you're saying and also with what Stan said, that the only way we're ever going to change things in Iraq and also in this country is by voting and getting the Republicans out of Congress in the midterm elections. But the thing is, one of the things that really frustrates me is that you need a media to point out what is happening in Iraq. I mean, I am just so frustrated that there's no outrage in this country. There's no investigative reporting in the mainstream media as to what is really happening. I mean, it's just phenomenal. I mean, I actually stopped listening to the news years ago because all I could hear about in the news was about Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. And that got 1,000 times more press coverage than what really matters, what we're really doing in Iraq and what we have created in that country and that whole region. So how do we change? What do we do about the media, which is totally ignoring the unconscionable that we have done, not only in Iraq, but also in this country?
You know,
how do we change that?
I agree with you 100%. When I first started this show, almost a year ago now, it'll be a year in January, one morning I got on here and I said, you know, where do you get your news? And maybe I should do the topic again. And people were calling up. And I'm in the same position you're in. I hate to turn on the regular mainstream media because I don't think they do their job. And I'll tell you something. A good example of them not doing their job and screwing around is the whole New York Times story that's out there, which was in the paper this weekend, I believe it was. I'm not sure about this because I was in transit when this story was there. But you know that they held on to this NSA wiretap thing for a year before the New York Times ran it.
That's right.
The New York Times has a public ombudsman who questions things at the newspaper in a column in the op-ed section. For instance, he questioned Judy Miller, and the Times hauled him with that. He sent emails to Arthur Sulzberger, the publisher of the New York Times, and I can't remember the guy's name who's the editor, asking why the New York Times, who had had this story, why they sat on this story for a year before they put it out. And you know what? Those guys refused to answer. And he wrote in this column that they were being irresponsible and that they owed an answer as to why they sat on this information. And I'm with you, man. Where do you go to find out what's going on?
760, this is the only radio station I can find that presents a different side. I mean, that's it.
Well, you know what?
Or the Internet.
Maybe, yeah. You know what? Maybe next hour, if I get a chance, we'll explore this question more about the media. Rich, thank you, man. Have yourself a good day.
Good day.
All right. And keep the faith, I guess is what they say. All right, coming up next hour, we'll get in this whole thing about the media. Let's continue to talk about this.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
What I'm talking to you about is not a liberal or conservative issue. It's truth or it's a lie. It's morally right or it's morally wrong.
Ed Schultz on AM 760.
Who's responsible?
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, the holidays are over. Paying for them may not be. If the holiday season stuffed your stocking with high interest rate credit card statements, there has never been a better time to call the mortgage store than today.
Jason Rauschelbach, CEO of the Mortgage Store.
The average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. You can make those payments month after month and never see your balances go down.
Call the Mortgage Store today. Just one phone call is all it takes to get you started saving hundreds of dollars every month.
We'll make it easy for you to pay off those credit cards. And it's tax deductible.
The Mortgage Store does the shopping for you and guarantees to save you money. There's no application fees, no out-of-pocket closing costs, Now, how's that for a fresh start for the new year?
There has never been a better time to call the Mortgage Store than today.
Call the Mortgage Store now. 303-423-7171. That's 423-7171. The Mortgage Store, where America goes for mortgages.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local national news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
CKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Cade. The despair deep in Tallmansville, West Virginia, where 13 trapped coal miners haven't been heard from in more than 24 hours. Mining executive Ben Hatfield says they drilled to an area where they believed the miners could be and discovered high carbon dioxide levels.
If they were in this particular location, that's not an environment that would sustain life.
CBS's Bob Orr has more.
The coal officials say to this point they received no encouraging news. The miners have not responded to tap tests. That is, they're listening, trying to hear any signs of people tapping in distress. They don't hear that. The camera that they put in the drill hole hasn't seen anything yet.
Officials intend to send a robot into the mine to get more information. Kathy Custer's husband was trapped in the Pennsylvania mine accident 3.5 years ago. He and the others were saved. She says the West Virginia families are clinging to what hope they have.
I know what they're going through. I mean, you just hold on to every piece of information you get.
The mine in West Virginia was cited for 208 alleged safety violations last year alone. There's breaking news in Washington, where a powerful lobbyist has reached a plea deal with federal prosecutors. CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis is covering.
The deal that has been reached between prosecutors and lobbyist Jack Abramoff will be in the form of a criminal information. In lieu of being indicted, Abramoff has agreed to plead guilty to 3 counts, conspiracy, honest services fraud, and tax evasion.
Abramoff will likely testify against members of Congress and others who received favors from him or his clients. In Napa, California, another flood-soaked cities and towns. It's time to clean up.
I never lived through this before in my whole life. This is my whole life.
She lost most of her things in the 2 storms that brought deadly flooding. California damage tops 100 million. No rain is in the long-range forecast for parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico plagued by devastating grass fires. Hundreds of homes have burned to the ground and 4 deaths are blamed on the fires. Officials in Germany have called off the search at a collapsed ice rink because of fears that rescuers could be in danger. It's believed some people may still be trapped. At least 11 died. Back to school this morning for the Florida teen who went to Iraq on his own, and his plate is already full.
I am. I have a big calculus test on relative rates of change that I need to study for. So, a lot of things going on right now.
And he says he'll talk more about his trip later. Los Angeles spent $1 million promoting the quality of municipal tap water. At the same time, records uncovered by the Los Angeles Times show the city spent $1,000 bottled water for employees. The city's water department spent the most, more than $30,000. Wall Street in the early going. The Dow is ahead 20 points, and the NASDAQ is up 6. This is CBS News.
Introduces Dallas SWAT.
Got the Falcon. Please surround him.
When the threat is serious.
Murder suspect located inside his residence.
They have a variety of weapons in there. Sawed-off shotguns, AK-47s.
The solution is obvious.
When the citizens need help, they call the police. And the police, they call the SWAT team.
Dallas SWAT. A real-life series to you in the crossfire.
They're going to see us coming. There's no doubt in my mind.
Dallas SWAT. Premieres Thursday night at 10, 9 central. Only on A&E.
Everybody's talking about how Quaker oatmeal helps lower cholesterol.
She had a worry about her cholesterol.
He doesn't know what it means to have a problem. Congratulations, the rest of us have a problem. I decided to eat Quaker oatmeal for 3 days. It just gobbles up cholesterol.
Friends are spreading the word.
I went down 12 points. There's proof.
I have a paper showing that my cholesterol dropped 17 points.
I dropped 4 points.
It's true. The soluble fiber from Quaker oatmeal in a low-saturated, low-cholesterol diet may reduce heart disease risk. Quaker oatmeal is something to smile about.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Looks like the chance for those morning showers have arrived in Boulder as we're dealing with wet roads in town. Highway 93, 119, the outskirts of the Boulder Turnpike. But the closer you get to Denver, it is dry and sunny. But that eastbound drive is slow into the sunshine. And between Sheridan and Pecos, we are clogged up I-25 north and south through T-Rex. Eastbound C-470 now slowing into that sunshine as well, getting across Highlands Ranch. inch. Only highway problem we have is for traffic coming in from the Fort Collins area. Southbound I-25, a Highway 52 in a crash. That's starting to back up traffic pretty badly. And watch for delays eastbound Hamden in between Wadsworth and Sheridan because of the crash and the cleanup stages. Weather today, partly sunny, windy. We have the AM.
What would Lewis and Clark think today of the land they crossed 200 years ago? Walk with them and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
A message from the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
You need Relicor, available at retailers nationwide or by calling 1-800-506-7515. Relicor.
AM 760.
The real story, 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
You're doing a great job.
AM 760.
Roll it, Progressive Talk.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I really love Steve Earle's music. He's not really that nice of a guy, I hate to say. I met him in Chicago. He wasn't too cool. But you know what? His music's great. And I don't even know if he's got anything new out. I'll have to check that out. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 a.m. 16, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right. I got a couple of stories here. There's a big story in the Washington Post this morning about immigration, which is a hot topic, particularly if you're Tom Tancredo. But there's also another story here, and I also want to get into media and who do you trust and who do you mistrust and where do you get your information. But there's a story out here. There's a new book on the government's secret anti-terrorism operations, and it describes how the CIA recruited an Iraqi American anesthesiologist. Boy, I'm shocked that I was able to say that this early in the morning. In 2002, to obtain information from her brother, who was a figure in Saddam Hussein's nuclear program, Dr. Swanson Al-Haddad of Cleveland made the dangerous trip to Iraq on the CIA's behalf, the book said, and her brother was stunned by her questions about the nuclear program because he said it had been dead for a decade. New York Times reporter James Risen, now this is the same guy who broke the story about the NSA spying situation, he used the antidote to illustrate how the CIA ignored information that Iraq no longer had weapons of mass destruction. His book, State of War, The Secret History of the CIA and the Bush Administration, describes secret operations of the Bush administration's war on terrorism. The major revelation in the book has already been the subject of extensive reporting by Risen and the New York Times newspaper. The National Security Agency's eavesdropping of American conversations without obtaining warrants from a special court. The book said Dr. Al-Haddad flew home in mid-September 2002 meetings with CIA analysts. She relayed her information that there was no nuclear program. I mean, come on. The CIA operative later told Dr. Al-Haddad's husband that the agency believed her brother was lying. In all, the book says some 30 family members of Iraqis made trips to their native country to contact Iraqi weapons scientists, and all of them, not just one, but all of them reported the program had been abandoned. And yet this administration insisted that there were weapons of mass destruction. Now, you got to ask yourself, was this the CIA's fault that they ignored this information, or was this administration so horny to go to war that they made it clear that they would extract a pound of flesh from the CIA if the CIA didn't give them what they wanted? And I ordered a book. I'm going to read it. This James Risen book. Because I'm not only interested in the Bush administration and the CIA, but I'm also interested in this whole NSA situation. All right, here's the deal. 303-713-7600. And last hour, leading up to the top hour, had a caller on, I believe it was Rich in Colorado Springs. who talked about, you know, his disgust with the mainstream media. Now, people on the right have been screaming for years that the media is liberal, which we know is not true. And Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America will be up here after 9 o'clock to talk about this topic and to debunk a lot of the right-wing myth-making in the media. But my question to you is, where do you go to get your news? I asked this about a year ago. I got to tell you, for me, it is really, really tough to watch the news. Because a lot of what I hear reported is either laziness or it's right-wing spin. And I don't think I'm imagining this. But it goes on. I hear news anchors and talking heads, which is basically, you know, that's different than the news. But I hear news anchors who ask administration officials and ask others questions, and they, you know what they do? They don't follow up. They allow them to slip off with inconclusive answers. Are they lazy? Are they lazy? I mean, this is the question. Where do you go to get your news? Now, one of the guys who I really like a lot is Keith Olbermann on MSNBC. That's if I can stay up till 7 o'clock at night. I mean, when you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, you got to go to bed. But I try to stay up till 7, which is when the show ends, and then Rita Cosby comes on, ex-Fox alumni, and she does, like, her tabloid thing. But I love Olbermann. But I have a very hard time with the rest of the media. Because they just let the administration, it seems like, they let them slip away time and time again. Now, there has been some good reporting lately. But you know what? If you just take the New York Times as an example, which was to be this country's newspaper of record, look at the damage that has been inflicted on the New York Times just in the last year. The whole thing with Judy Miller, accepting information about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction and just basically regurgitating the administration line, which she got from Shalaby and which she got from Scooter Libby, and she stuck it in there, and the end result was she got fired. And the New York Times had to apologize, and the New York Times suffered a blow over that. Now they're undergoing another credibility challenge. But James Eisen had that story about the NSA and that the administration went down to the New York Times, the administration talked to the New York Times, and the administration convinced the New York Times not to run the story, and the New York Times sat on the story for a year before saying anything about it. And as I said to a caller earlier, the public ombudsman for the New York Times in an op-ed piece over the weekend said that he tried to get an answer from Arthur Sulzberger, the publisher of the New York Times, and the editor, whose name escapes me, and that they never returned his emails and that they wouldn't give him an answer. And he said that this is not satisfactory. So you've got the New York Times damage, and you've got the damage that has gone on to the Washington Post, with Bob Woodward basically going out and trashing Patrick Fitzgerald and trashing the trashing Fitzgerald's investigation into Scooter Libby and the CIA leak case and the Karl Rove and what happened to Valerie Plame. And then it turns out that, you know what, Woodward knew about this a long time ago. And yet he was out there trashing the investigation. Isn't that a conflict of interest? And mostly the media deals in conventional wisdom. If you go to mediatorsforamerica.org, I mean, they've got this stuff listed time and time again, even to the point where NPR engages in its share of misstatements. Now, NPR has been viewed as being a liberal entity. And even though Harry Tomlinson, who recently got in trouble, this is another Bush appointee who got in trouble and got booted from the board that oversees public broadcasting, and he tried to shift NPR and public broadcasting, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, to the right, and he was monitoring people like, now his name escapes me, Bill Moyers. He's monitoring Bill Moyers and others, and also monitoring NPR to make sure that they conformed with the administration line. So what have you got out there? You've got major newspapers, and many of the newspapers in smaller towns, like if you look at the Rocky Mountain News every morning, which I do, and you also look at the Post, they mostly regurgitate AP stories. If you look at the major newspapers, there's what? The Los Angeles Times, the Boston Globe, the San Francisco Chronicle, the New York Times. Did I say the Los Angeles Times? The Chicago Tribune? Washington Post? These are all national newspapers, even though they cover local stuff. People go to them on a regular basis. And then you've got ABC, NBC, and CBS. And then you've got CNN, you've got MSNBC, and you've got Fox. You've got NPR. Who am I leaving out here? Am I leaving anybody out? Oh, you've got the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You've got PBS. You've got Jim Lehrer. And I'm leaving out the talking head shows here because they don't go as legitimate news. Those count as public opinion. So you got to rule out all the talking head shows, and you just got to deal with the news straight. So my question here is, where do you go to get your news? Who do you trust? Who do you trust to give you the truth? Or do you feel like a lot of callers feel, and I've gotten email about this before, that the entire media is basically conservative, or that they're lazy, or that they take the cheapest route, the cheapest way out, and that they basically don't cover what's going on in this country? So you can't figure out. You know what they do, though? They cover hot-button issues, that's for sure. And they also incessantly cover tragedies and disasters. And I'm not saying this thing in West Virginia is not worth covering with the miners. I think it absolutely is. But I'm talking about, for instance, when you turn on CNN. And if there's a plane that's having trouble landing, CNN covers this incessantly. Or if there's a building fire. You know, if there's, God forbid, a building fire in Los Angeles, or Chicago, or Denver, or Boulder, or any place, man, they're on this stuff, and they cover for an hour. So they'll cover hot-button issues, or they'll cover what they think garners attention. But when it comes to investigative reporting, how much do they really do? And isn't that what the media is supposed to do? Isn't a free press supposed to keep a watchful eye on government and government abuse? 8:17, 17 minutes after 8, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Who do you trust in the media? One line open at 303-713.
As a mom, I do everything I can to help protect my child. But I never knew my daughter, Elizabeth, was at risk for a potentially vaccine-preventable disease. My child didn't have to die. I'm Donna Sintel, Elizabeth's mom. I didn't realize meningitis could hit here in Denver. Teens are at an increased risk for contracting this disease. Please ask your doctor about immunization.
For more information, visit nmaus.org. This message was brought to you by the National Meningitis Association.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
My dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On Demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $9.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rate supply, restricted supply not available in all areas.
590-1800-700-5903.
In 2004, Steve Russo was diagnosed with lung cancer. While planning his treatment, doctors also found 7 tiny brain tumors and 1 that's very large.
That's right. They determined that it was 9 centimeters. That's about 3.5 inches.
on my brain.
For his other tumors, Steve had radiation and chemotherapy, which were successful. But for the large brain tumor, Steve came to Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're improving lives with effective, painless, non-surgical tumor treatments.
Treatment with CyberKnife was no more difficult than going to the dentist. And afterward, the tumor was gone, completely. There wasn't even any scarring. It was just gone. To be here a year later, after initially being given a 5% chance of survival, I feel very lucky.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Chief, this is Leo Lamont outside a Radio Shack, and I have breaking news. Confirmed reports say that Singular is now available at Radio Shack. Sources also tell me that Singular has the nation's largest digital voice and data network, and they're the only ones with rollover minutes. Chief, I better go inside and talk to one of their knowledgeable sales associates and buy one of their phones for myself. You know, for research. Lamont is out.
Singular Wireless is now at Radio Shack. So don't phone. Get a new Singular phone at Radio Shack.
Have no fear.
Okay, maybe a little.
Because tonight, it's the premiere of Fear Factor Psycho House, where contestants will have to live with their fears 24/7.
I am not okay!
Then, rejoice! Scrubs is back! One of TV's most outrageous comedies returns with some soothing bedside manner.
How you feeling?
Oh, not great.
Well, that's probably why you're here.
Ha! Fear Factor, Scrubs, and an all-new SVU. NBC tonight.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I'll tell you another source of to get great news. The Jon Stewart Show. 8:21 minutes after AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 56. Low tonight, 25. Good to have you along. Question, where do you get your news? Who do you trust? 303-713-7600. We'll follow this up right after 9 o'clock. With Jameson Bossier, Media Matters for America. Let's go to John, who's on I-25. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Jay.
Hi, John. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. It's windy out here, man.
Well, be careful.
But it's nice. It's going to be nice. Hey, I consider myself kind of some kind of a news nut, I guess. I've been watching different broadcasts over the years, and I'm really thinking that the mainstream media isn't really covering it like it should. I think that since Lou Dobbs changed his format in the last few years, that he's covering a lot of issues in a way that is gaining attention to a lot of things. He gets some good commentary on there. He gets some senators and a lot of people that are, especially on the open borders issue. And with his comments on that, and with Tancredo, I think they've probably done as much getting this issue out and appointment on this as probably anybody. I mean, you look at guys like Brian Williams. Brian Williams is nothing but another pretty face. It's like Ed Schall says, he's $5,500, a $50 haircut and a $500 suit, you know. And he just isn't getting it. I mean, I think these guys are being pushed by their management. Well, they can't say anything, or I don't know what the story is, but the mainstream media is just kind of drifting away. Like I say, I've been watching them for years and years, and I see the trend in this right now. And the thing I like to say about these women talking heads on there, looks to me like they all want to be beauty queens. I mean, they have shaggy blonde hair, they've got cleavage, they've got this, they all kind of look alike, and they all want to, like I say, they all want to be beauty queens, and that maybe isn't the case, at least on Lou Dobbs' show. You know, he's got a couple of women, Christine Romans and Kitty on there that are filling in for him once in a while, and I think they're doing a great job.
Well, wait a minute, are you saying that, well, first of all, what are you saying? That, like, if a woman is good looking, she shouldn't be a news anchor?
No, I'm not saying that. But why is it that all these women think they all have to look alike? And
well, wait a minute. I mean, I'm fascinated by this theory. How have them dress? Like, if they're good looking, if they're intelligent, if they're smart, should they like go before a mirror and scar themselves so they'll be acceptable?
No, I don't mean that. You know that.
Well, I mean, who cares whether they're good looking? You know, the question is whether they're fair.
you were talking about that the other day, about brains and beauty. And, you know, these men on there are not exactly beauty queens. I mean, maybe Brian Williams is, but I think he's an empty suit, man.
Well, look, I think there's a lot of people on there that are empty suits, but if a woman happens to be good-looking, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I find Zane Virgie to be extremely good-looking and very... let me finish. Very intelligent. But you know what? I mean, you got to take it as it comes. There are some people on there who are not very good-looking, like Candy Crowley, to cite one. I don't think Kitty Pilgrim's exactly, you know, that-looking, but I think she's pretty smart. And as far as Lou Dobbs goes, you know, I've seen Lou Dobbs suck up to the right wing. I've seen him have senators on there. And also congresspeople. J.D. Hayward's one, who I can think of, in which he doesn't challenge him over critical statements. He lets stuff slide.
Well, he has to kind of temper it, you know. I mean, you can't be too obnoxious, Jay. You're not going to be an international guy. But you got to point the way. I mean, you know, you take some pretty hard stands, and you're not going to be the kind of guy that goes national, I don't think, you know, on some of your opinions, because you kind of hammer people too hard, you know. So,
oh yeah, right. Let's ask them. That's because if they make a statement, I hold them to accountability, and I ask them to back those statements up. And you know, other people on CNN have been caught making misstatements as well, including Wolf Blitzer, Kelly Arena, and Kara Phillips, who's on Middle of the Day, who is extremely right wing.
Okay, but as far as all the news outlets out there, that one particular program, I'm not talking about Wolf Blitzer and all the rest of them. I think that one particular program points out the issue, and I hear you.
I just got to thank you for the call, but you know what? I disagree with you on CNN, and I also disagree with you about the fact that women can't be good news anchors because they're good looking. And finally, about national, I have gone national. I've sat in for Ed Schultz and Jerry Springer. So you know what? You struck out on that one too. Let's go to Keith in Denver. Keith, you're at 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Jay, I guess I would just like to say that I can't agree with you more on Keith Olbermann. I find him to be one of the last ones remaining on TV that's clearly, I guess, if I had to put it one way or not, I guess he's the last one that's really not afraid to come out and have a different point of view than what you're seeing some of these other people have anymore. I mean, he's clearly he can be very I guess the word I'm trying to look for here is help me out here a little bit.
Well, he's kind of iconoclastic. He's kind of the center, and he's able to mix hard news with humor to put on a really, entertaining hour. And he's not scared to say it like it really is, and he's not scared to stand up to the right wing and challenge him.
Yes, and I can't agree with you more. And another thing is the program Now, and you had brought up Bill Moyers, which he used to be involved with that program Now on PBS.
Right, yep.
And, oh, man, I can't tell you. He was, if I had a hero as far as journalism goes, that would be the man right there.
Yeah, Moyers was absolutely great. And, you know, Harry Tomlinson and the Bush administration, tried to get a hold of Moyers and tried to coerce him, and it didn't work. I mean, Bill Moyers has got 100% credibility, and he's a great guy. I think he should be given more time, not less time, on PBS. I really do. Didn't they take his program and cut it down to a half hour?
Yeah, it's a half hour now, and that's very disappointing. The two shows that I really watch on PBS are Frontline and Now. And both of those shows are very, I mean, as far as anything you see on any other channel, those are about the only two shows that I found anymore that are clearly very poignant. And I don't think there's any two shows left anymore on TV that are as good as that.
All right. Hey, Keith, thanks, man. Have
a
great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll see you later. By the way, I should point out that talk show hosts are not news people. That should also be made clear. You know what? Just like talking heads, these people who hold opinionated shows, name a few: Chris Matthews, Tucker Carlson, George Stephanopoulos, Tim Russert. Who else is out there? They're not news people. They're opinion makers. So you can't point to them. That would be like pointing to the op-ed page of the Rocky Mountain News or the Denver Post or the Boulder Daily Camera and claiming that the op-ed page is a news source. All right, the question is, where do you get your news from and your view about the media in general and news reporting? 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up. Coming up on 830 here, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And let's get progressive traffic from Aaron O'Neill.
And we're certainly dealing with weather issues about town. Have showers roll for the Boulder area this morning. Wet roads for the highways in and around 3119 Turnpike, just on the outskirts of the city. However, things have cleared up. Eastbound 36 back to normal. Speeds look good down there in between Sheridan and Pecos. We're cleared up now southbound I-25. Everything off the north end. 270s back to normal. Slower as we're still catching I-25 north and south, getting through T-Rex. Eastbound C-470, a little slow crossing Highlands Ranch. And our earlier problem, northbound Parker Road after Arapahoe's gone. All lanes reopen there. Traffic's getting better. Weather today, partly sunny, windy, up to 56 for a high, sunny and breezy tomorrow, around 50. Right now it's 42. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. From natural disasters to families in crisis, the Salvation Army is always there. Help the Salvation Army.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server? Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm a survivor of mannequinism. Mannequinism is basically when you turn into a hard plastic shell. This is from not being politically active. For me, it started when I didn't register to vote. And then I stopped volunteering, and before I knew it, I wasn't doing anything. And that's when I found a small patch of plastic on my right shoulder.
Protect yourself from mannequinism. Log on to fightmannequinism.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-3312. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-3312. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-3312. That's 1-800-550-3312.
356-907.
Can't stand George W. Bush. The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. MileHighMarket.com has prices from local retailers that would like you to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
It's Bay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:33, 27 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. High today, 56. Low tonight, 25. Scattered rain in some areas, including Boulder. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. You know what? We're talking about the news. And John Turk and I were having a conversation. John Turk, who produces the show, off the air with this conversation. And I know that when I make the following statement, that you know what? I'm going to get a lot of hell for this. But, you know, I got to say this. And Turk and I were talking about it. What is wrong? What is wrong? I mean, the first guy who calls up. What is wrong with a woman being good-looking who does the news? As long as they're intelligent and as long as they're capable, what's wrong with it? And if a woman is good-looking, does that necessarily mean that she's an airhead? and that she can't do the news? And you want to see somebody on television, don't you, who's kind of generally appealing? Or should we just have a news channel where everybody's ugly? Well, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But anyway, I am constantly amazed about this subject. That if you get on the radio and you make a comment about a woman newscaster, particularly if you're male, and most males would, that, oh man, you know, she's intelligent, she's smart, and she's good looking too. Boy, then people, you know, oh yeah, hell yeah, and they're on your case about that. It's ridiculous. All right, let's get back to the phones here. And we go to Wayne, or I'm sorry, to Don in Lander, Wyoming, who's been hanging on. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I think the take-home message for all your listeners and for, you know, anyone who wants to be a good citizen is never, ever rely on a single branch of media, a single paper, a single radio or television program. You've got to, you know, really sample the broad spectrum in order to figure out what's going on. And that used to be a whole lot easier than it is today because, the so many media companies are increasingly held by fewer and fewer conglomerates. And so that tends to, you know, homogenize the news and essentially dumb it down.
You also had fewer choices. I mean, when you were a kid and I was a kid, as compared to kids today, what choices did you have? I don't know where you grew up, but I mean, I grew up in Los Angeles, which was a populated area, and you know, we had, I mean, you know, we had X amount of commercial television stations, and you know, a couple of radio stations that catered to the news, and other than that, those were the only choices. I mean, you didn't have the internet, and you didn't have cable.
Well, and yet, you know, the internet and cable, you know, yes, there are some more choices, but if you look at, you know, what's happening in the news industry, the concentration of ownership is just mind-boggling in the past 20 years. And so you really have to work harder to get more viewpoints as you review the news, especially international news, like The Guardian, The Independent in England, things like that. You know, you're going to get different news and news slants than you get stateside.
Yeah, well, that's always been true. I mean, even if, you go back to the day before the internet, before you could look at The Guardian, I mean, back to the days when there was shortwave broadcasting in this country, I mean, to this country, you could, for the most part, rely on the BBC and others to give you an unbiased look. And then if you wanted a biased look, there were plenty of places to go to get one, to get a biased look at the news. Don, thank you, man. Appreciate the call, and have a good day.
Bye.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. God, does anybody remember the days of shortwave radio? And you could get the BBC? And you could hear the Voice of America? And I used to love those broadcasts from the VOA, where they would do them in special English, where the announcer would talk very slowly. And then if you wanted a biased news source, there are plenty of them out there, including countries like China, Vietnam, Cuba. And if you wanted a right-wing perspective, there was Portugal. I mean, there were a lot of, there was a lot, and you sat there and listened to the radios and stuff faded in and out and crackled. Man, those were the days. Let's go to Wayne in Pueblo. Wayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Wayne, how are you this morning?
Oh, okay. Just got back to the state from spending a week in Texas, and coming through the smoke yesterday was kind of fun.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was really, really bad down there. They were talking about the wildfires we had here a couple of years ago were nothing compared to what the poor people down in Oklahoma and Texas are going through right now.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah. anyway, you're talking about the news sources and everything. Like, Don, your previous caller just said, the gentleman from Wyoming, you can't rely on one source. And I've found that one of the best ways that I've found to get my news is going to Google. You go to their news search page. If you want to find information on a particular subject, you just put that in, and you will get a whole series of things. And then you can sort of pick through it. Now, you know that you can immediately discount places like Newsmax and CNS and things like that, because that's just right-wing propaganda. But you can, by going through what you get Google, you can find all different perspectives on it. And I've found some of the best ones are BBC and Reuters. Their websites are excellent, especially finding out stuff about this administration. Because, let's face it, our media's kind of been asleep at the switch.
I would agree with you 100% about the BBC. I'd also agree with you about Reuters, and I'm glad you brought up Newsmax. I used to work with a woman. When I was stuck doing this in right-wing talk, I worked with a woman who would put on either the editor or somebody from Newsmax on a weekly basis and would pump that stuff out over the air, and you know what? You knew that stuff was biased crap.
Yeah, it's like the people that, you know, it's so funny that they have people that consider themselves journalists that work for the Christian Broadcasting News thing, you know, that.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, exactly.
I mean, they actually consider themselves journalists. What a laugh. And then one thing before I go, you know, the one thing one caller had said about people's appearance. Unfortunately,
right.
I think they're putting way too much emphasis on that. I mean, back in the old days, I mean, I'm 53 years old. I remember people, Edward R. Murrow and John Cameron Swayze and Chet Huntley, David Brinkley, Walter Cronkite. These were all people. Howard K. Smith was another one. They were not put in those positions because of the way they looked. They were put there for their journalistic ability.
Well, I think there are some, and you got to talk primarily about males. I think there are some females that are there because they look good. You know, Fox News is famous for staffing their news with good-looking women who wear short skirts. But I think there's nothing wrong with a woman being good-looking as long as she's intelligent and is able to deliver the news in the proper manner. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Exactly. That's the whole rub there. If someone is in that position merely because they look good, then that, you know, they're no better than Vanna White turning the letters.
Yep, you're exactly right. Thanks, Wayne. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
All right, and we wish our best to the people in Texas and Oklahoma. 8:42, 18 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you for making the choice to join us here. 303-713-7600, one line open. Where do you get your news and your views? Basically on news media. We'll continue with more of your second. One line open at 303-713-7600.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
With the finishing touches on this drive, it looks like our highway is just about back to normal. Of course, we always have that late recovery. South Bend I-25, awfully slow rolling yet in between Alameda and Hampton. Give that another half hour before it gets back to normal. Northbound, though, is getting a little bit better in between 225 and Yale. And eastbound C-470, still sluggish from Lucent up through Broadway. But southbound 225, nearly recovered. We're looking better for the Turnpike, 270. Eastbound I-70 is back up to speed. Our earlier problems eastbound Hamden and Sheridan, northbound Parker north of Arapahoe are both gone. Take a look at your weather today. Partly sunny, windy, but warm. Up to 56 for a high. Sunny, breezy tomorrow. Highs right around 50. Right now it's 42. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Catch the action and excitement of the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company's Professional Bull Rider Shootout, January 9th through the 11th at the 100...
Learning starts when school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn about their world, so follow their lead. Take everyday moments like sorting laundry, shopping, waiting for the bus, and turn them into learning moments. For more information, visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand coffee. Laptop coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
In the great scheme of things, a minute isn't all that much, unless you happen to have a stroke. All of a sudden, those minutes that could mean losing your ability to talk, move, or walk, which is why, if you can get help in time, your stroke can be treated. The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face. If you experience this, call 911 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
And when you go to a car dealership, there is a certain amount of built-in cynicism that they're going to try to put something over on you. And you know something? That's not the Rockies Auto's philosophy. Rockies Auto's is out there to make you happy. Even if you don't buy a car, you know, they are out there to treat you right. And every automobile the Rockies gets, and they've got the largest selection of clean, late model, used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, undergoes a thorough safety check. And it's checked out totally. And that's why every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. I can't say enough about Rockies Autos. They have been big supporters of this radio station and very early supporters of this program. And to me, they're more than a place to buy a car. They're my good friends. And at Rockies Autos, you can see exactly what they're about by simply going to the Internet and checking out RockiesAutos.com. Their business philosophy is right there. You can look at the inventory. You can even pre-qualify for a car loan. Or you can go out there in person. I'm going to be going out there later today. Maybe I'll bump into you. You can go out there and talk to the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv, or Spanky, or Colby, or Gerard Menard, or any of the good folks that work out at the Rockies. They're there to help you out. And that makes a big difference. They treat you with respect, dignity, and they're not trying to con you into something. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through day, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Check them out today. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, Don, said, let's go, let's go. He heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in and we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual.
The only way to Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
The Winter Sale ends soon. 12 Denver area stores. To reach the warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Happy birthday to
you. No, don't say it. I'm over 55.
So what?
Over 55. Over 55 is when you start wearing white pants and going to all-you-can-eat buffets.
Well, you're not the only one. The man in the shiny black Coit van celebrating, too.
Coit's over 55?
Yes. It's their anniversary this week, so they're offering 40% off any cleaning service.
40% off carpet cleaning?
Yes, and 40% off draperies and upholstery and air ducts.
40%?
With over 50 years' experience, Coit's the number one cleaning professional in the world.
If the man in the shiny black van celebrating, maybe we should get him something.
You know what he'd like?
Shot a B12 in the fanny?
A phone call. Coit would just appreciate our business.
Call the man in the shiny black van today at 1-800-4-COIT. Save 40% on any cleaning service during Coit's anniversary sale. Carpets, draperies, upholstery, air ducts, even tile and grout. Plus, you'll get a free written estimate and a 100% money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-FORCOIT this week and save 40%. People you trust Coit.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:49, 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 56, low tonight, 25. AM 760, Progressive Talk, J. Marvin. More than happy to be spending time with you, and thank you for spending time with me. One line open at 303-713-7600, your review of the news media, and your view, basically, on the news media, and where do you go to get your news, and who do you trust in this age of a lot of choices, a lot of organizations with very little credibility? And coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Jameson Fosier, MediaMattersForAmerica.org. This is what they do for a living, is they monitor the news media, and they deconstruct right-wing babble. And you'd be surprised
how successful. Well, I don't think he would be, because, you know, this is a very intelligent audience. I mean, the way the right wing is able to sneak in their talking points into the mainstream media. Let's go to Sherry, who's on the I-25. Good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You know, mainstream media has just so completely dropped the ball. I don't even bother to turn on the television anymore, and especially since Comcast dropped Democracy Now! Free Speech TV with Amy Goodman.
Mm.
I consider her a great journalist, and I've been podcasting her every morning, so I get my dose of reality by listening to her.
You know what? This is going to sound like a really stupid question, because I know that if you go to am760.net, we do exactly the same thing. How does podcasting work?
You just simply have to have something that plays an MP3.
Like an iPod.
Yep. And then if you plug that into your computer, and there are lots of different websites out there offering thousands of podcasts, most of them for free, and most of these websites offer Democracy Now!, as well as their website, democracynow.org.
You know what I need to do? What I need to do is ask people, maybe I'm asking the wrong question, where's your favorite place to get podcasting? Because I know we do it, and there's also a website called the White Rose Society, I believe it is. I haven't talked to the guy who runs it in a long time. Ben Birch is his name. And he has not only copies of this show, which people can download, but he's got progressive talk people from all over the country.
Uh-huh.
And you can go there and download it. So what you do is, but here's the question. How do you download it into your, because I have an iPod. How do you download it into your iPod?
You plug your iPod into the computer, and then you need some software on your computer to transfer that to your iPod. But you can also listen to these podcasts just with your computer. You don't need an iPod.
Okay, I see. Well, see, now that shows you that I'm behind the curve, even though I've got an iPod. So, you know, what I really need to do is I need to try it. And you know what? I'm going to try it today.
You know, Rachel Maddow is a part of the Air America
right.
lineup. She's very good. Some clever commentary to go along with it, but she does the Rachel Maddow NewsHour first thing in the morning. And I understand she's going to be moving, but that was a great podcast that I listened to religiously for quite some time.
Where's she moving to?
Well, I think they're moving her on Air America to a different time slot and giving her 2 hours. I don't know when that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. No, that's all right. It's already happened. She follows Mark Riley, who we carry here before I come on, because Riley was talking this morning about her being sick, so he had to cover part of her time. She comes on right after him.
Well, she's very good, and right now there are no podcasts available for her up there that I can find. But when there are, I'll start listening to her again.
All right. Hey, Sherry, thank you for the great information.
Sure.
Okay, have a good day.
Thanks.
All right, I got to go out there and try podcasting. James in Breckenridge. James, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, James.
Hey, I just wanted to say that caller who said you'd never make it national was totally full of it.
Thank you, man.
I think you're the man.
Thank you.
I think you could totally make it national. What I wanted to say is a lot of people have been saying that the mainstream media have been, I don't know, dropping the ball or just sucking up or any of these other things. I don't think it's any of that. I think they're scared to death of being labeled liberal, and so instead of doing investigative reporting, they'll have one guy from the left, one guy at the right. They'll have those guys duke it out over whatever issue's hot at the moment, and they'll say, hey, we're balanced. We got one from each side, and they'll just let that happen instead of, you know, questioning them on the factual accuracy of what they're saying.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot to be said about what you're talking about. And one of the shows that used to do that a lot on CNN was Crossfire.
Yep.
Where they would just, you know, and the only good moment on Crossfire, as far as I'm concerned, is when Robert Novak threw a temper tantrum and walked out. Maybe that wasn't Crossfire. Maybe it was an interview show. It was. It was an interview show where Ed Henry, who is a congressional correspondent, was anchoring that day. But Crossfire is a good example. I mean, they would let Tucker Carlson and James Carville or whoever was on there, Donna Brazil, you know, they let them go at it. And there was really no, you know, and to the guy who called up and was talking about Lou Dobbs, I mean, Dobbs does this a lot where he'll put on both sides, but he never gets into any critical questioning of either side. He just kind of lets them go at it. And when he asks questions, they're, a lot of times they're softball questions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So they, you know, they let them get away with stuff. And You know, they should hold people accountable. That's, you know, they should ask tough questions. You know who else is really who? And he's not a news person. This isn't really a fair statement, but I'm going to make it anyway. Tim Rudd of Meet the Press is also another guy. When he had Condoleezza Rice on, and she kept saying about this whole torture issue, she kept saying, "Well, you know, Tim, I'm not a lawyer. You know, Tim, I'm not a lawyer." He didn't sit there and hold her to accountability and say, "Well, you know what? I'm not asking you whether you're a lawyer or not. You're the Secretary of State. I'm asking you, you know, about how this affects foreign policy." And Russert basically just let her get away with it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And as far as good moments on Crossfire, I think the point where Jon Stewart called Tucker Carlson a D-I-C-K was a pretty good moment on Crossfire. But,
I'd forgotten about that. You're right. You're right. That was a good moment. Hey, James, thanks, man. Take care.
Thanks. You're doing a great job, buddy. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the compliment. I need those every once in a while. Balances off all the hate mail. Let me go to Rick in Erie, who's hanging on. Rick, hi. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Rick. How are you?
Hey, good. Happy New Year. I hope you and your family have a great 2006.
Yeah, you too, man. And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. I was just going to point out that the reason people don't like the news they get, I think, is because it's now a money-making endeavor. You got GE and News Corp, and these guys want to make money out of their news broadcasts. That's why you get things like O'Reilly, Hannity and Combs, and Tucker Carlson, so that they can bring up outlandish and, you know, off the wall stuff like the girl in Aruba. I mean, that's an interesting story, but is it really relevant to our daily lives? I mean, 1,000 things that happen downtown every day worse than that, but they never make news. But, so I think we miss the days of Huntley and Brinkley and Cronkite and Edward R. Murrow. And that's why a little bit ago when the guy was saying about the beauty on TV, it's mm-hmm. all part of making it a money-making proposition. I mean, it's hard to make money if you look like Walter Cronkite these days, I think. So,
well, I think I think what you're saying about them making money is really true. The first person that I ever heard about, or the first company that I ever heard about that took that position was Viacom, which later became Infinity.
Right.
They were the first people, and Summer Redstone, I think is the guy's name, who was the CEO of it, who said that everybody's got to produce revenue, including the news department, and the news used to be basically a public service type thing.
Right, that's exactly right. And it spreads over to everyday life. You expect, you know, taxes on cigarettes and beer to pay for things we ought to be paying out of normal tax revenues, not sneaking it under some table so I don't have to pay for the things I use.
Yeah, I still got to say, though, there are women on television who are extremely good-looking, but they're also very, very talented and very, very good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think beauty is just one portion of the reason they got hired. They obviously are very good at what they do, and they're very smart and all those things. But it's like cheerleader. If you're going to be a cheerleader, it's tough to go in there without, you know, having some good looks to start it off with. I don't have a problem with that one way or the other. It's that it's paid for by people you don't really know. By the, you know, the GEs are making money on that. News Corp's making money on
right.
it. So.
You know what? You're absolutely correct. Hey, Rick, thanks, man. Have a good day.
Thanks for the time, Jay.
All right. Bye. You got it. Now, speaking of the media, coming up next, Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America. This is what he does for a living, and this is what Media Matters for America does. My favorite segment.
A deadly infectious disease called meningitis killed my daughter. Parents in Denver need to know it may be prevented through vaccination. My child did not have to die. Ask your doctor about immunization.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to milehighmarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at milehighmarket.com.
Ilahi. Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-4222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-4222. 1-800-600-4222.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak
eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100.
1-800-508-7100. J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morgan, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Big-time lobbyist Jack Abramoff's cut a deal and in a few hours is expected to plead guilty to some of the conspiracy, fraud, and tax evasion charges prosecutors have filed against him. He's also agreed to cooperate in any further federal probes in Washington, where several members of Congress who received favors from Abramoff are under investigation. Democratic political strategist Michael Feldman.
The very fact that he's reached a deal means that he has some information to offer. And my guess is that there are members of Congress and senior staff who are very uneasy this morning as a result.
But CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen tells us,
I'm sure that any elected official who has had anything to do with Jack Abramoff has been expecting this day, expecting this deal, and perhaps preparing for it with his or her lawyers. The deal doesn't guarantee that we'll see a wholesale indictment now, but I think it sure makes it a lot more likely.
The outlook is grim for 13 miners trapped for more than 24 hours by an explosion at the Sago coal mine in West Virginia. Mine spokesman Ben Hatfield says an air quality test down a drill hole showed deadly levels of carbon monoxide, but he is still holding out hope.
There is hope that they could be in another location or they could be barricaded somewhere, protected from that level of carbon monoxide.
Distraught families of the miners were awaiting any word on their loved one's fate. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr on scene.
Through all of this, the families have been keeping a vigil at a church just across the street from the entrance to Sago Mine. They've been trying to buck up each other through the night. They say they're still hopeful. Many of them come from generations of coal families. They've seen this kind of thing before.
A U.S. helicopter has crashed in Iraq at a village about 15 miles east of Bakuba. Iraqi police say two American soldiers aboard were killed and that the chopper may have been shot down. No confirmation. Wildfires continue to rage in Texas and Oklahoma, pushed along by high winds and continued tinder dry conditions. The flames have charred tens of thousands of acres and consumed hundreds of structures, even reaching inside the city limits of Oklahoma City.
The flames that destroyed the home in front of me were very selective, but this home totally destroyed. All that's left standing is the fireplace and a few walls. The automobile that was parked in the garage is now just a burned-out hulk among the ashes.
CBS News reporter Stephen Kaufman. No longer on the lam, one-time Ohio State football star Maurice Claret. After nearly 2 days wanted by police, he turned himself in last night to face armed robbery charges. He was suspended by the school in 2003 after being charged with filing a false police report about some stolen property. Construction spending hit an all-time high in November. The new department report says a surge in government spending for schools, highways, and sewers more than offset a slight decline in home building. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials down 15 points. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents Bryce.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
The patch works for me.
Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep into aching muscles and joints. Tiger Balm's been around almost as long as...
Hey, watch it, pal.
Number 80, Jerry Rice.
Take a tip from me. Go for the Balm, Tiger Balm, and put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, cold and flu medication specially formulated for high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
And there's still a little bit of leftover traffic volume. Southbound I-25, some slowing in between Broadway and Hamden. But overall, our highways have recovered. Speeds back up, especially northbound through the tech center and southbound 225 back to normal. No new problems around town. Still have that wintry drive into the high country. If you're I-70 heading up towards the Eisenhower Tunnel, had a string of very minor crashes, although traffic on the westbound side is going to be a little slow into that blowing snow and snowpack condition roads. Weather today, partly sunny and wind here in town. Highs up around 56, sunny and breezy. High around 50 for tomorrow. Right now it's 48. I'm Aaron O'Neill on 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Catch the action and excitement of the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company's Professional Bull Rider Shootout, January 9th through the 11th at the 100th Annual National Western Stock Show in Denver. Get your tickets to the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco PBR Shootout by visiting nationalwestern.com.
See you hoops on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Time.
Colorado women's basketball is back on the air Wednesday night. The Buffaloes take on Nebraska in Boulder as CU opens Big 12 play. Coverage begins Wednesday at 6:30. Join Carol Callen and me for Colorado versus Nebraska from Boulder at 6:30 right here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The proud home of University of Colorado basketball. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 56. Low overnight is going to be 25, and it's good to have you along. All right, my favorite segment of the week, MediaMattersForAmerica.org, one of the most important websites out there. And here's Jameson Fosier with Media Matters for America. JMO, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, I'm going to ask you this question right off the bat, because we spent an hour last hour talking about the news media and talking about the media, and I asked people where they get their news from, and we were talking about what's wrong with the media. What is wrong with the media in general? Because if you subscribe to Media Matters for America and the, you know, and the emails that you guys put out daily, and by the way, I missed those over the holidays, so I hope you guys had a good holiday and a happy new year. What is wrong with the media these days? What's wrong with newsrooms these days?
That's a huge question, Jay. I think the reality is that there are a lot of things wrong with the media and the attempts to sort of pigeonhole it as one problem. The right, for example, will just say what's wrong with the media is that they have liberal bias. I don't think that's true, and I think it's also overly simplistic to try to find just one problem. I think a large problem with the media in general today is a tendency to refuse to say that when two sides disagree, both of their positions don't always have the same merit. There seems to be a fear on the part of a lot of reporters these days that if one person says this guy's blue and the other person says this guy's red, you've got to present them both as equally valid positions, when in fact one's just wrong. And that's a big problem, and it's a problem that I think conservatives have learned to exploit, especially over the last couple of decades. They know that they can get away with some just flatly false things because it's just going to get presented as a disagreement, as a partisan squabble. And I think that's one of the biggest problems out there. There are a lot of others.
Yeah, you know, one of the callers brought that up. That frequently on the news programs, what they'll do is they'll put, composing sides on there, and they'll basically just let them duke it out. And there's no questioning by the anchor. You know, the anchor never turns to them and really try their feet to the fire. They just kind of let them go. So you can make any kind of statement you want and get it out there, and there are people out there who would be valid.
Yeah, when you're talking specifically about television and radio, it's always astonished me that as the host of a television show, these people aren't visually, when somebody comes on their show and lies to them and lies to their guests, it astounds me that you never see or rarely see, you know, Wolf Blitzer or Tim Russert or whoever say a second, you know, that's not true. You're not going to use my show as a forum to lie to the American people. You're not going to treat my audience like that. You're not going to treat me like that. And here's what the reality is. You don't see that very often. You don't see a host just saying, wait a second, that's not true. You see them say, well, you know, what about this? But when a guest, a politician of the party, or any other public figure comes on a show and just says something that's flatly false, I wish more hosts would say, okay, that's not true. You know, and stop insulting me and stop insulting my audience, and then not invite them back on if they're not gonna change their ways.
9:09, 9 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We got Jameson Fosier on for Media Matters for America. Yeah, you know what? Some of the people have fallen into the category of what you're talking about. One of them, of course, we've talked about her before, is Ann Coulter, who shows up on CNN. What is CNN doing putting somebody like Ann Coulter on who has no credibility whatsoever?
She doesn't. She's been on CNN. She's been on the Today Show a few times in the last several months on NBC, which is a little bit shocking. I don't know why they'd want her on the air. And she's been on and asked to give her opinion as though she's some sort of serious analyst rather than a partisan attack dog. CNN, incidentally, is reportedly considering hiring Bill Bennett to sort of replace Bob Novak as a conservative commentator, which would be an interesting choice given Bennett's comments about race and crime in recent months that were condemned by not only a great number of members of Congress, but by the White House. So CNN apparently is considering him a job and putting him on it, which is an interesting choice to me and one that I think is highly questionable.
Well, they should have him host a gambling program. That's what he ought to be involved in. All right, let's talk about mine. I've been holding on to this for a couple of weeks because I was gone on vacation when this came out. Let's talk about my main man, the guy who I have a love-hate relationship with. And sometimes I think you guys are right. I mean, I really shouldn't watch him. But Chris Matthews got the 2005 Misinformer of the Year. Last year's winner was Bill O'Reilly. This year's winner is Chris Matthews, and you've got a whole list. And a lot of this I remember him doing, a whole list of things on here where he just gave out flat misinformation.
We do, ranging from his often gushing praise of the president, which is he's entitled to his opinion, but I think it's interesting when the supposedly neutral host of a cable broadcast describes the president as glimmering with sunny nobility, says everybody likes him except the real whack jobs, despite the fact that his approval rating is pretty poor, and in fact the majority of the American people hold an unfavorable opinion of the president. This is actually one that amused me a lot. In November, he called a Bush speech brilliant and derided Democratic critics of it as carpet complainers. The interesting thing about it was that he made this pronouncement before the speech was even delivered.
I remember that.
Somehow he just knew that Bush was going to be brilliant. So Matthews is an interesting choice. He's obviously not a Rush Limbaugh style, just complete, constant conservative advocate, but he's somebody who spreads a great deal of conservative misinformation, and in some ways in a more problematic way than Rush Limbaugh. A lot of people know to discount anything Limbaugh says. Chris Matthews is seen as either neutral or a lot of people see him as, you know, he's somebody who worked in Democratic politics many decades ago, and so some people still think that he must be presenting a Democratic point of view. In fact, he's pretty reliably a source of conservative misinformation on MSNBC.
Yeah, one of my favorites by him is Bush belongs on Mount Rushmore. What the hell? Bush belongs. I'm sure he belongs. Yeah, right, Chris. Yeah, go ahead, Jameson. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you know, it's not just his opinions like that, though, that got him on this list. One of the big reasons was his comments in October when Samuel Alito was nominated to be on the Supreme Court. Chris Matthews spent several days attacking the Democratic National Committee, falsely claiming that the DNC had circulated a memo that made an issue of Alito's Italian ethnicity, and falsely asserting that this memo had said that Alito was soft on the mob. In fact, the memo said nothing of the kind. Chris Matthews just waved it around on air, didn't quote directly from it, and instead just made up lies about what was in it. And he did this on multiple shows repeatedly, and that was something that was just false, and he hasn't corrected it yet, and it was basically this vicious smear of the DNC.
Why does he do that? What does he mean? He obviously knows there are those of us out there who know he's pulling the wool over the public's eyes and that he's being dishonest. What is it for?
You know, I don't know. I guess the possibility is that either he got spun pretty badly by somebody on the right in the White House or at the RNC or something like that, and couldn't admit that he got it wrong in the first place, or he gave the document a quick read and misinterpreted something and just got angry and was blinded to reality. But I think it was telling that though he was waving the document around in front of cameras, he wasn't quoting directly from it. I think at some point, you know, he probably realized that he was getting it wrong. I have no idea what was going on in his mind, but I do know, you know, the document's available online. You can read it from our site. It simply doesn't say what Chris Matthews said it said. And to my knowledge, he hasn't yet apologized to anybody for these lies that he was telling. And that got picked up by a lot of conservative commentators, and the RNC put out a press release approvingly quoting him. So this had an effect far beyond what his audience heard. It became something that others used. We even saw a couple weeks later a Democratic strategist was on Fox News and used this as an example of Democrats doing something that he didn't approve of and criticizing Democrats for it, all based on this Chris Matthews lie, all based on this Chris Matthews misinterpretation. And this is how these things get started. This is how you know, Al Gore got painted as a liar in 2000, is people misquoted him, and it became true by virtue of being repeated so often that he had made these false claims. Chris Matthews has done that to the DNC here.
Yeah, you know something, I think he did it again last night, although I can't be sure about this, where he was talking to Bob Schrum and Pat Buchanan, and he said that polls show that the Americans feel that George Bush will keep them safe from terrorism. Now, didn't the latest polls show that sliding?
I think that number has been dropping pretty consistently. I'm not sure off the top of my head where the numbers are right now, but certainly the president's doing worse and worse in that and many other categories of sort of the public's confidence in him.
Yeah, also, let me get the one last one before we run out of time here. You cite here Matthews' panel is consistently skewed to the right. Give some examples of that.
Sure. This is something that we first started dealing with, I think, last year, actually 2004, during the presidential election. The panels on Matthews' show after debates and during the political parties, conventions, and things like that were pretty consistently skewed to the right, and we noticed again throughout 2005 during MSNBC's coverage of the presidential inauguration, Bush's State of the Union address, just as a couple examples out of many throughout the year. His panels were often two, three conservatives, one progressive, two conservatives, one straight journalist. There was an imbalance like that. The other way the imbalance appeared is that Matthews pretty consistently will identify his liberal progressive guests as liberals or progressives, but when he has conservatives on, he'll often not identify them as conservatives. He'll just act as though they're impartial, middle-of-the-road people.
All right, J-Mo, if people want more information, which to me is like, if you're going to bookmark anything having to do with the Internet, this your site is absolutely a must for anybody who wants to know what's going on with the news media. Where do people go?
It's MediaMatters.org, and we update the site with anywhere between 5 and 15 new items each day. People can also sign up for email alerts. They can get each item emailed to them as it happens. They can get, at the end of the day, all of that day's items emailed to them. They can sign up for a weekly sort of wrap-up that we do, sign up for action alerts. Lots of different choices people can make as to how they want to see the content.
All right, let me ask you one last quick question, because now I've been meaning to ask this of you for quite a while. And also, I've been meaning to ask Paul Waldman this question. Do you guys sit around all day and monitor all this stuff, or do you have people that do this for you?
We have a fantastic and tireless research department that spends their time watching and listening to news and checking out what's reported and what's wrong and writing the items that appear on our website. And they do a fantastic job. And, you know, listening to Bill O'Reilly all day is a tough job, but they do a great job of it.
You know, how do you know when they're misstating something? How do you know to catch them in a lie?
Well, there's a few things. One, the same lies tend to pop over and over. So you, if you're sitting down watching last night's Hardball, you'll see Chris Matthews say something that you've already debunked in the past. So that's one way. Another is that a lot of things just sound suspicious. If you're, you know, somebody who's been doing research and public policy work for a while, and Rush Limbaugh says there are, or if somebody who's just been alive for the last couple of decades, and Rush Limbaugh says, for example, there's more forest land today than there was when Christopher Columbus was around, that's something that, you know, sets off some alarm bells. It doesn't sound right, so you check it out, and it turns out that, of course, it's false. Sometimes you check out things, and it turns out that, you know, that the media outlet was right. You know, everything pans out. But, you know, they do a great job of it, our research department and everybody else here who helps contribute to the process.
And there are active viewers and there are also passive viewers, right? So you recruit people to help to do this and then send in reports, correct?
Absolutely. I can't say enough about the help that our readers give us. We get tips via email and via our webpage on a regular basis, and many of them have led to some of our items. Many of them have led to some of our best items or most widely quoted items. So we encourage people, if they see something in the news that they think is wrong, shoot us an email. Tell us what it was. Give us as much detail as possible, but tell us what it was, where you saw it, and why you think it's wrong. And that's really something that's invaluable to us, because there's so much news information out there, we can't give it all on a daily basis. It's just impossible. So tips that we get are very helpful in that regard.
All right, I'm going to start monitoring Chris Matthews and turning him in. JMO, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. And people should go to MediaMattersForAmerica.org. It's really worth checking out. Or MediaMatters.org. Thank you, JMO. Really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.
Okay, take care. All right, yeah, I'm going to turn Chris Matthews in on a regular basis when I catch him doing stuff. And you know what? You should do it, too. Whether it's Chris Matthews, CNN, Fox, or any of those places. All right, 9:20, 20 minutes after 9 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. By the way, if you want podcasts of Rachel Maddow, you can get them at www.americanplace.com. All right, open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. 303-713-7600 if you want to continue to talk about the media. We can do that. I got some other items, too. So whatever you're into, whatever you want to discuss, light, heavy, doesn't make any difference. You want to discuss cosmetics of women newscasters, whatever it is you want to talk about, 303-713-7600.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Crosstown Drive is winded down. We're looking a lot better from the highways, although southbound I-25 still a little bit sluggish in that drive-through T-Rex. Speed's starting to pick up, though, and traffic's starting to loosen up along that stretch. That was the last area. Everywhere else, we're back to normal. And lucky for us, we don't have any new accidents or stalls or major traffic issues to create any real big traffic problem. If you are headed west into the mountains, though, the I-70 corridor dealing with icy and snowpack conditions, blowing snow the closer you get to the tunnel. Had numerous accidents up along that corridor, but it looks like things are starting to pick up and improve a little bit there. Weather today, partly sunny, windy, up to 56 for a high. Sunny and mild tomorrow, 50 right around for a high then. Right now it's 48. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-4222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-4222. 1-800-600-4222.
Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got five stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood, you name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices, we match all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshooter Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable, and on top of that, folks, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky.
Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK.
Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-5075. That's 1-800-700-5075. 1-800-700-5075.
Are you ready to stop smoking once and for all, or are you ready to lose weight and keep it off? Hypnotherapy is the best for permanent results. John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien at the Red Lion Denver Central, Quebec Street, Tuesday, January 17th. Smoking cessation is at 6 p.m. Weight loss at 8 p.m. The sessions are affordable at $59.95 and come with a lifetime warranty. Call 800-735-6907 to reserve your space. That's 800-735-6907. John Morgan Seminars have helped over 100,000 people. Call 800-735-6907.
It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Little Yardbirds. Nice. 9:24, 24 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. High today, 56. Low tonight, 25. It's open phones. Yeah, I'm going to have to spend the Media Matters on Chris Matthews. I should stop watching that show. I really should stop watching it. But you know, my like daily habit. I watch that between 5 and 6, and then I watch Oberman between 6 and 7. And I've really gotten to the point where I don't like CNN. I really. And I keep getting these emails from people who... And that's another thing. You ever notice this? Have you ever emailed any of these people? Like, I emailed CNN about Ann Coulter. I emailed Chris Matthews about his comment that everybody likes George W. Bush except the left-wing whack jobs. And I never got an answer back. You know what? I answer my email, at least. And sometimes I think to myself, I shouldn't. I shouldn't take the time. Because it takes a significant portion out of my day to do it. And I know there are a lot of hosts who just don't do it. Let's go to Karen in Denver. Karen, you're on AM 7.
Oh, good morning, Jay. I'm in Denver visiting my daughter. I'm from Chicago.
Oh, wow.
We so miss you.
Well,
you're so great.
I wish I could say the same thing about WLS, but I don't miss it. It was one of the, you know, the last 3 years there was one of the worst periods of my life.
Ah. Well, your listeners sure miss you.
Well, thank you.
We appreciated you. I'm glad you're in a market that likes you, appreciates you, and you're doing a lot of good out here.
Well, I'm free to be myself. Where when I worked there, I wasn't free to be myself, and they made me hold back, and they dictated to me sometimes what I could say, and I had a co-host who was extremely abusive. And angry, and it was a huge mess. And despite what media there, despite what was printed in the papers and said on various websites, they only let me go because I went there and told them that I wasn't going to come to work anymore because I just couldn't do it.
Oh, you don't need any of that kind of stuff. But I was so excited to hear you on the radio again. It's almost enough to make me move back out here.
Well, you should move back.
What do you think about it?
All right, Karen, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, see you later. Yeah, I keep referring to that because you know what? Everybody in life's got to do penance for something, right? We've all had periods in our lives, I don't care who you are, where you feel bad about something you did, either to somebody else or something or some way you conducted your life. And you know something? I sat there at that job, and for months and months on end, oh, you know, for the better part of 3 years, I did not speak up. I sometimes adopted a neocon line because it was easier to get along, it was easier to go along and to get along rather than stand up and say no, and it was only until at the end. And you know the thing that really hit me? I'll tell you what really turned me back around, what really got me to the point where I just said to Mary, I can't do this anymore and I can't live with myself having to do this. It's when I went to the Democratic National Convention. And David Brock, who is the founder of Media Matters for America, he came by the table in which I was broadcasting at, and I was doing the interviews, and I pulled him aside, and I said, because I wasn't on the air at the time, I pulled him aside, and I said, man, you know what? Your books are so relevant about the right-wing media, and I'm trapped in the right-wing media. And I am so unhappy, and I'm so disgusted that I have to go along with this. And I feel like, in a lot of ways, that I'm like, and I can say this because I think I can say this without getting into trouble because I'm Jewish. I felt like in a lot of ways I was a witness to the Holocaust of misinformation, and I wasn't speaking up. I wasn't doing anything about it. And he gave me some very, very encouraging words. And I'll tell you somebody else who made me feel good, too, was Carl Levin, Senator Carl Levin. You see him on TV every once in a while. He is a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous senator. He's a good guy. He's somebody who really does care. And he's somebody who doesn't care where the chips fall. He's going to give the Republicans hell no matter what, particularly if they're wrong. Well, he's going to give them hell if they're wrong. And if they're right, he'll say they're right. And Carl Levin is a great guy. And then finally, the tapper on all this, the capper of all of it, was George Montgomery, who's always been a hero of mine, and I had a chance to meet him. So, everybody has to do penance for something that they did wrong. So that's why I talk about it a lot, because I feel guilty for what I did, and I feel penance. I feel like I'm going to make penance over having to go through all of this, and not speak up when I should have spoken up. Before we go to the break, before we take more of your calls, it's open phones at 303-713-7600. I gave this morning at 6 a.m. I want to give it again. Support for President George W. Bush's Iraq policy has fallen among the U.S. Armed Forces to just 54% from 63% a year ago. This is according to a poll by the magazine group Military Times. So Bush, who always has these photos with the military, now over his presidency, and now over Iraq, is losing support in the military. 9:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's open phones, 303-713-7600, and I got two lines open.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We thought we were getting better along that drive southbound I-25 in between downtown and the tech center, but it looks like fresh problems just popping up. This is going to be southbound I-25 at Yale. It's a 2-3 car accident that's blocking up the left lane. If you stick to those center or right lanes, we'll get around this one okay. We're already starting to see the backups build towards Colorado and University. Give yourself, like I said, a little extra time on that drive heading south. Although there are hikes in town, not too bad. The I-70 corridor west in the mountains deal with a string of minor crashes in between Idaho Springs and the tunnel because of that snowstorm they're dealing with. Weather today, part sunny and windy, up to 56 for a high. Sunny and breezy tomorrow will be right around 50. Right now it's 48. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Interesting test drive Tuesday from the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Get a $40 voucher for gas when you take a test drive on Tuesdays. Look in Tuesday's Post News Classified section for dealers and details. Quantities are limited. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power tools.
Turn your computer into a radio. Listen live to AM 760 24 hours a day on AM760.net. Download podcasts from CBSN and A760. Boulder's Progressive Time.
Do you really know your past, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history, we'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
9:32, 27 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Last chance for me this morning to talk about Rocky's Autos. They're more than just a place to buy cars. They're friends of ours, Mary and I. And what makes them so different? Well, what makes them different is they really do care. Now, Rocky's buys automobiles. Rocky's buys late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs from all over the country. But every one of those vehicles goes through a top-to-bottom check, safety check. Every one of those vehicles is looked at. They just don't stick them out there in the lot. And that's why every vehicle is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. You know, the other thing about Rocky, the way you should be treated. They're not going to try to jam something down your throat, and they want you to be happy. That's why you got to go out there and see people like Tom and Marv Sheer and Spanky and Gerard Martin and Colby and the rest of the gang out of Rockies, because they really do care. And they do a great job. And I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. And Mary and I have bought numerous cars from them, and we'll continue to go back to them. And you will, too. once you go through the Rockies Auto Experience. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but if you come close to 8, they'll stay late. You know what? They're family-owned and operated since 1982, not some nameless large corporation, faceless corporation. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can see their business philosophy. It's right there. And also check out the inventory. See if there's something right for you. And you pre-qualify for a car loan, too, if you find something there that you really like. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of Turnpike.
Hey,
No, don't say it. I'm over 55.
So what?
Over 55. Over 55 is when you start wearing white pants and going to all-you-can-eat buffets.
Well, you're not the only one. The man in the shiny black Coit van celebrating, too.
Coit's over 55?
Yes! It's their anniversary this week, so they're offering 40% off any cleaning service.
40% off carpet cleaning?
Yes, and 40% off draperies, and upholstery, and air ducts.
40%?
With over 50 years' experience, Coit's the number one cleaning professional in the world.
The man in the shiny black van celebrating. Maybe we should get him something.
You know what he'd like?
Shot a B12 and a fanny?
A phone call. Coit would just appreciate our business.
Call the man in the shiny black van today at 1-800-4-COIT and save 40% on any cleaning service during Coit's anniversary sale. Carpets, draperies, upholstery, air ducts, even tile and grout. Plus, you'll get a free written estimate and a 100% money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-FORCOIT this week and save 40%. People you trust, trust Coit.
Ed Schultz here, wishing you a happy 06 from all of us here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Psychedelic. Good morning, 9:35, 25 minutes in front of 10. High today, 56, low 25. J. Marvin here, one open line on open phones, 303-713-7600. And so get off your half moons and contribute to the program. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Let's go to Nate in Denver. Nate, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I just had a quick comment about in the editorial section this weekend, I believe, of the, I'm not sure if it was the News or the Post, but one of the two, they had an article about the liberal media in a research study out of a university, I think, in California.
It was UCLA, right?
Right.
Okay, you know what? I don't mean to undercut what you're about to say, but I saw that. And somebody sent it to me, so I saw it, and guess what I did? Rather than take it on face value, I decided that I better investigate it. And you know what? Who do you think paid for the study?
Well,
it's an important question, because if you're going to look at things, you're going to look at studies, who do you think paid for the study?
Well, it must have been the righties, because it was...
Yeah, that's exactly right. I believe it was the Heritage Foundation.
Because, I mean, if you look at how they based that study... It was based on if Jim Carrey cited a certain source, let's just say the dictionary, for instance, and then the Rocky Mountain News happens to cite the same source, the dictionary, then because John Kerry's a liberal, they were calling the dictionary a liberal source.
Exactly. They did, because the people who paid for it hired these two guys to write it, and you know they wanted it spun the way they wanted it spun.
Well, I mean, it makes sense to me, I guess, if I'm a righty, but the whole thing is, and I think that this may be the basis of how the whole argument's going, is that it's only a liberal media when they're talking about facts, because the liberals, I think, are talking more about the facts. And so when anyone cites a fact as a source, then they're calling it liberal because some other liberal is cited. So,
well, you know, they've used that term, liberal media. They've used it as a battering ram for, 30, 40 years. And if you hit on something hard enough and don't give up and you keep pounding the same message over and over again, after a while, it sinks in. People begin to believe it. And even though there's no substantiation to it, because, you know what, look at this. Look at this idea. If you're a big company, for the most part, and there are exceptions to that, why would you operate an outlet that would act against your own best interests? Example would be GE.
Right.
They're defense contractors, and they're heavily involved with the government. And why would they endorse something or promote something that would turn around and bite them?
Well, that's an interesting question. And now, if these are public airwaves that they're using, that why can't someone start holding them to the fire on these things? I mean,
because there's no equal time. There's no equal time law anymore, but there are groups like Media Matters that does hold these people to the fire. And one of the best things to get out of Media Matters is go to their webpage and sign up for their emails. Now, not only does Media Matters catch these people, but they also back up what they say with facts. And they give you the links to go look at the facts so that you won't get fooled. I mean, I'm telling you, man, I've given them money. They're the best organization out there to cry foul and to point things out with the media. I mean, they don't miss a trick.
But that's not going to fix, I mean, it's going to help fix the problem, but why can't every Joe Blow just file a lawsuit against these guys for lying on the public airwaves?
Because you can't. There's no law, there's no rule of law that supports that. So you can't do it. And here's the other thing that they do. Here's the other thing that's really important. And one of the callers who called last hour, I failed to separate this. You can't equate the talking head shows in with the news. The talking head shows are places to give opinions. Now, unfortunately, when you get a situation like Chris Matthews and these other shows, where they stack the panels with people from the right, you know, unless you're vigilant, unless you know what's going on, unless you bother to be informed, unless you bother to check things out, you'll take what they say at face value. You won't check it out. You know, the UCLA study that you sent me, a guy on the right sent me that. Sent me the link to it. And I went and checked it out. I found out that it was paid. And it might not have been the Heritage Foundation, but it was some right-wing organization paid for it. So you know what I did with him? I turned around and sent him the website to Media Matters. You know what his answer was? Interesting. Because there was a whole thing where, you know, they catch Rush Limbaugh. They catch, NPR. They catch... Meet the Press, they catch the Today Show, they catch CNN. I mean, they catch all these people on a regular basis, and there was no, there was no retort. I mean, this guy had no retort to what I had sent him because he was nailed absolutely by the facts. Hey, Nate, thanks, man.
Sure, thank you.
Appreciate it. And you know, one of the contradictions to what I'm saying here about these big corporations is Clear Channel, which is the driving force behind progressive radio. And I had a caller on the Jerry Springer show. I wanted to get into bashing Clear Channel, cut him off, and I got a ton of email complaints about it. But you know what? It's really true. I mean, this company does and owns a lot of progressive talk stations. So they're an exception to the rule. 941, 18, or make that 19 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, open phones, one line open. We'd appreciate your participation in the show.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Driving around Boulder's in real good shape. No worries cross town or heading out of town on the diagonal or Highway 93. Baseline Boulder Road's all in good shape. It's in Denver where we got slowdowns between down and the tech center. Really going to get bogged down. Got a two or three car crash blocking the left lane at Yale. So it's pretty slow through the bridges there. Northbound getting back up to speed, so there's no problem there. The rest of the highway system in Denver, though, is in pretty good shape at the moment. The forecast, partly sunny and windy today. In fact, some gusts could be around 40 miles an hour, high in the mid-50s. Clear and breezy tonight, low 30. Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler tomorrow with a high of 48. Right now it is 48 degrees in Boulder. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, the real story, 24/7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Hal Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Beth Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love it. It sounds great.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
You're doing a great job.
760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clear. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Here's what
what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, John, said, let's go. We heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in, and we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual. The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. The winter sale ends soon. 12 Denver area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse near you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Double it. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Well, double it. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals for local retailers that would like you to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive.
Good morning. It's 9:45, 50 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Al Franken coming up at 10. High today, 56. Low tonight, 25. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, check this out. I got a couple of, I got more than a couple, but I got a bunch of emails about our website and about streaming and problems with streaming and problems with the website. Because what ends up happening is that, particularly when I sit in for Jerry Springer, and it's on across, we're on across the country, I'll plug the website, am760.net. And I plugged it a couple of times when I've sat in for Ed Schultz. And inevitably, what happens is people go, oh, you know, okay, and they start streaming it. So I know there's a guy in Atlanta that does it. I know that there's somebody in Oklahoma that does it. And I get emails from around the country from people who are streaming the station. Well, we have a brand new website. Check it out. It's am760.net, and it is sharp. Go check it out. And we've got improved streaming. So that ought to take care of some of the comments that I get from time to time about streaming. So go check it out at am760.net. One line open at 303-713-7600. Open phones underway here, and we got one line open. Let me go to Daoud in Denver. Daoud, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Yes, how are you, Jay?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, good. Jay, I was watching the news, and I just wanted to tell you to see what do you think about, you know, like Karbala and Najaf in Iraq? That there is no explosion in there. There gotta be, you know, and the security is controlled by Iraqis. You know, and
Wait a minute. I'm not quite understanding what you're saying. What are you saying? Explain this again.
Yes, like, you know, on Karbala and Najaf, that American soldiers not controlling that areas, right?
Now the news media reports that they've turned it over to the Iraqis.
Yeah, they're turned to Iraqis, and there is, you don't see too many like blown up places and that, and you know, and I was looking at the other news and Lebanese news, and they were saying that these people that they blown up, they're usually from, they want to have war, and if there is peace, you know, an American soldier want to stay there, you know. So there is some people that have the connection with them, like what happened, if you remember those England people, when they caught the two people that went to the mosque and blew them, they want to put a bomb, and they caught them, and they, after that, they went and break the jail. Did you heard about that?
No, I haven't. I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, but these things, you know, I was like a little bit concerned that, you know, it's like kind of makes sense, like there is somebody that has a big connection with money that bring all those to keep the war on, you know. And also, you know, thanks God, it's his last year, George Bush's last year, so he's going to go.
No, it's not his last. It's not his last year. He's got 3 years left.
What do you mean 3 years?
That's just what I said. His presidential term is not up until 08. That's 3 years from now.
And then that means we got to do something, run away from here. Jay, you got to do something.
Okay, well, I'll try. Please don't cry. Control your emotions, man. Thank you for the call. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, welcome back.
Thanks, Ed. How are you?
All right. Missed you, guy.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I was just going to recommend a book by Tom Fenton called Bad News, and it sort of lays out the history of how the media's declined to the status that it's in now. And it really has a lot to do with Reagan throwing out the equal time clause.
Right.
Also, all of the major networks, one of the prices or the cost for renting or leasing our airwaves was that they had to produce something that was beneficial to the community. And what they all agreed to do was to produce news programs that, you know, were, you know, the best in journalism. And it's like they all tried to compete to be the best news show. So after Reagan, what happened was the CEOs were more interested in ratings. They didn't have to worry about providing this community service, according to, you know, Tom Fenton in his book.
Well, he's right about that. I mean, you used to be required.
Oh, yeah.
In broadcasting, you run a certain amount of time had to be dedicated to public service announcements and also to public service programming, and that stuff got swept away. Now, this radio station runs public service announcements. You can hear them on here. But we're, you know, we're one of the few that I've worked at in the last, well, since the Reagan administration that I've worked at that really does run that stuff. And the majority of stations never put that stuff on and have very little commitment to public service. You're absolutely correct in what you're saying.
Yeah. And it's, you can really tell the difference. If you know, you could just pick out a broadcast out of the archives from, Reagan, during Reagan's time, you'll see Sam Donaldson yelling at him as he's walking away because he won't answer the questions of the press. And you see the reporters not hesitating to ask tough questions and doing follow-up and then doing fact-checking to see if what the politician just said is actually true. And now they've just gotten so lazy. And it's become an entertainment industry. And when I watch CNN during the day now, it's about entertainment. And that's why they do those long coverage of whatever it is, a volcano or
a... I mean, doesn't it strike you, and somebody else here said it to me a couple of weeks ago, about CNN has never met a plane having difficulty landing that they never met one they didn't like. And so it goes on forever and ever and ever, and after a while you just go like, hey man, enough is enough. Show, you know, if the plane crashes, that's legitimate news.
You remember Michael Jackson driving to the courthouse?
Yes. Yes. There's another one. There's another one where they just went on forever and ever about that. And then somebody else this morning pointed out the fixation that, and MSNBC is really guilty of this, the fixation they have about this Natalie Holloway disappearing in Aruba.
Oh, really? Yeah. And it's like how many girls have disappeared in the U.S. since then that we never hear, especially, girls of color.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Somebody sent me an email about that, said, how many African-American girls and African-American women disappear in this country every year? How come there's no coverage?
Exactly.
It's bizarre. It's just absolutely bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you know what? Because Fox is so conservative, and because there's such neocons over there, and it's such a propaganda arm of the GOP, most of us turn to CNN, but, you know, how much do you trust CNN?
Well, CNN is lazy. It's, you know, they just quote talking points because they don't want to have to dig and find the facts and see if it's true or not. And it's like on Jon Stewart, it was one of his reporters, what's his name, Stephen Colbert. He was covering the conventions, and he was saying he was totally objective. And all he was doing was mouthing the Republican talking points and mouthing the Democratic talking points and not, you know, do any fact-checking or finding out if any of that was true. Or, and that's what the media does. They don't make any waves. They don't do any work. They just kind of take what the RNC and the Democrats give them, and they just throw it out there. And I think over the first few years of Bush's administration, they, you know, didn't give much time to the Democratic talking points. Another source is truthout.org.
Yeah, I get their emails. I love truthout.org.
Oh, yeah, because they get, you know, they gather all sorts of articles across the world, and they put them out there for you to see, and they link you up to the original articles, too. So.
Yeah, Ross Story is another good one. You're checking them out?
And Huffington Post, I've set up lately. It's pretty good.
Yeah, you know something? I've started, I saw, where they read this? Either I saw her or I read it. I think it's a current issue of Esquire, the one that's got the interview with Howard Stern. It's also got an interview with John Kerry, and I believe Arianna Huffington is in there as well, and it's got an interview with her, and I thought, you know, I got to really check this HuffingtonPost.com out, and it's really a good place. And you know the thing I really love about it is that if you register with them, on the end of the blogs that are on there, on the end of the articles, the columns, you can make comments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Which I think is
done that. I haven't done that.
Yeah, which I think is really great. I do have to point out one exception, though, to what we're talking about. And he really gave Scott McCloud a mouthpiece. Yes. Did you see Gregory over the Karl Rove situation?
Oh, yeah.
Where they really started getting into it?
Oh, yeah. And then after Tom DeLay, after Bush commented about Tom DeLay, and he, you know, and David Gregory said, you know, this is the same thing. It's an ongoing investigation, and the president's commenting about this. Why not about the CIA leak? He held his feet to the fire on that one, too. So they're starting, you know, they're starting to make some changes. I hope they continue.
Well, as long as we keep the...
Yep.
And as long as we keep crying foul over this stuff...
Well, and as long as they know they're going to get better ratings, the better journalism they do.
Yeah, but you know what? I question that. Do you think if they do better journalism, it would really translate into better ratings, or does the public take for granted what's shoved at them?
I think the public is changing. You know, after Katrina, I think the public is, you know, questioning Fox News and what's put out there in talking points, because it sure doesn't match up. You know, you're doing a heck of a job. Brownie does not match up with what was coming across the TV screen. So
yeah, you know what? That's a good point. Hey, thank you, man.
Take care.
Great call. All right, we've got four lines open now, 303-713-7600. David Gregory of MSNBC and NBC really, really got into it with Scott McClellan over McClellan's comments. And he got trapped by this. McClellan's comments. The Karl Rove and Scooter Libby were not involved in the Valerie Plame CIA leak case. And then it turns out that Scooter Libby gets indicted and Karl Rove is under a cloud of suspicion, and we still don't know what's going to happen with Karl Rove. And so David Gregory just starts really giving it to McClellan, and McClellan is like fighting back. But he's not doing a very good job on it. And he was using the old standard line of, well, we don't comment on ongoing investigations. And meanwhile, Gregory's like on it. And I got a lot of respect for David Gregory for doing that. Where if you see most of the correspondents who are in the White House, you know, in the press room there, when the Q&As go on, when McClellan answers stuff, and when this stuff goes on, most of them don't ever press. Most of them basically will ask one question, two questions maybe, and they don't say much. Look at Helen Thomas, who has been a thorn in this administration's side, and you very rarely now ever see her. And she, if she's there, you know, they very rarely ever call on her.